The most banned network in the world.
Well, it's now official, and I'll be covering it, but there's also just too much other incredible news, so I'm not going to spend too much time on the future of InfoWars. But the Democrats officially filed yesterday a plan to close the doors and shut down InfoWars right after the 14th of June. It's official. I've got AP Reuters, that headline, close InfoWars. I told you that. The bigger intrigue is that they did try to have the security shut the building, and I have the documents, I have the reports, I have it all here, and I've been asked by the judge to lower the temperature until the 14th and not release that information, basically. He said, lower the temperature and don't, no more of this to everybody. Okay? Now, the judge has talked to all the U.S. trustees and all the people and has talked to the CRO. He's talked to the Chapter 5 trustee that talks to him. So he knows that they did this. All right? So he knows it's true. And when all the sides are trying to bring it up, the Connecticut lawyer is trying to act like I'm a bad guy, then I made it up. The judge just went, I've got the transcript, just said, stop right there. Stop right there. So the media is all, oh, Judge Lopez threw Jones a lifeline. No, he said the hearing's on the 14th. I'm the managing member. The CRO did not have the power to shut me down. And I've been asked not to get into this at this point. I'm going to just stop. But it's still going on. And they're claiming it's not from him. So, but we have the document. I'm just going to stop right here. The judge has asked me to stop. But everybody that's been saying I'm lying about this, lying about that they're trying to shut down InfoWars at the courthouse steps in Texas and Connecticut, they said that. They said, we don't want money, don't support him, we're going to shut him down. And they've never settled. But under the law, they have to act like they're trying to settle, and then they just never do. So they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. At the hearing, the Daily Mail got a pretty good transcript as well. Large pieces of it, they're like, we want it shut down right now. He's a loose cannon. He's evil. He's bad. And look how he's making it up that they tried to shut it down this weekend. That's a conspiracy theory. He's created a crisis. I mean, I'm going to read all of this to you. I don't want to spend too much time on this. We've got so much other huge news. And Laura Logan's going to be in studio. Wow. Such a fan of her. Good Lord. I know the behind-the-scenes stuff with her is amazing courage and all the battlefield stuff she's done. She's an incredible, really combat reporter. So that's all coming up. And we've got the huge Russia news. World War III watch. Kremlin warns U.S. of fatal consequences as Biden greenlights missile strikes on Russian mainland. Yeah, this is what I'm really worried about. Then you've got the total Fauci meltdown that was so incredible. And then even bigger bombshells. Suddenly it's in Yahoo and AP and it's in the Australian newspaper. Oh, guess what? COVID vaccines are killing a bunch of people, and the numbers are way up, and they're killing masses of people. What? Yahoo? The Australian? Overhead shot. I mean, look at that. Yahoo. That's like that's the government saying that. I mean, Yahoo's like CIA, folks. So what's happening is we're having total vindication, and the crooks that did this are imploding, and there's a good chance Trump's going to get in. They're not going to be able to kill him. And we're going to save the country and stop World War III. But Biden's like, mm-mm-mm. He's like, Trump and Putin are planning an October surprise to stop my reelection. What, to cancel the election, you mean, Biden? October surprise are always for the incumbent. Almost always in history. 99% of them. You know, right before the election crises. Everybody knows that. How is firing heavy missiles and saying the West is behind it at the Russians, Trump doing that? No, the provocation is the goddamn Joe Biden and Obama behind him. These people are psychotic demons. Good Lord. I mean, my God. They've got to get off here. We could have nuclear war in days. That's why they want us off. They're going to try to shut us down. Watch.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. I am so honored and blessed to be here in defense of this republic, in defense of this planet at this incredible time. God bless you all. Ladies and gentlemen, my spider sense has never been this on fire. On a scale of 1 to 100, it's broken the meter. And I know you're feeling it too, and the threat is total nuclear war. World War III watch. Kremlin warns U.S. of fatal consequences as Biden greenlights missile strikes inside the Russian homeland of their major cities. Let me say that again. Biden has been announcing, and so have the other globalist leaders, that they are, they already started it, heavy bombardment of Russia with heavy cruise missiles. Heavy cruise missiles. And they're saying they're going to give them to Ukraine, which they've already been doing. And they told Ukraine they can hit any target they want. Now, that is designed to be as provocative as you can. That's like coming to somebody's house, knocking on their door, and a little kid walks up to the door, and you put a gun to their head, and then the parent walks up and you say, "I'm going to blow your child's head off." So, it's on. They're starting World War III. The globalists have always planned this to depopulate, and I think there's a very good chance, unless cooler heads prevail, we're about to see World War III. See, what did I say hundreds of times when I knew from the actuary first numbers, I knew with rodent studies and other mammal studies, that it killed half the rats when they tested the COVID-19 vaccine. They already had it on the shelf, so-called vaccine, years before, at Chapel Hill and University of Texas, Galveston. It's all public. I read the documents dozens of times on air. I had scientists on about it. And there was a big national freak out. They were doing this, so they moved it to Wuhan. There was a big controversy. It was a secret. And they're like, "You're making weaponized, you know, SARS, COVID, and you know, airborne. And you're crazy." And they tested the vaccine on the rats and got blood clots all over them and heart attacks and strokes. And half the rats, died within, I think it was like a year. Now, a rat, the thing about a rat is they love rats because it's just like a human, but it's accelerated life, and it pretty much matches up. So, like, a year in a rat's life is like, what? How long does a rat live? 4 or 5 years, usually? So that's the equivalent of like, oh, this is going to kill you in 20 years. So half the rats die within 20 years. You know, die like, a year is 20 years. And you have to get into the actuaries' numbers. It's something like that. I'm just going from memory. Now, pigs are also very similar to us, so they also did test on them, and it killed a lot of the pigs. It made them really sick. Tumors all over them. Some it didn't even hurt. But that's what they've given you. So I remember saying they're going to have a nuclear war or something when all the death starts, because they just want to make sure that once there's a nuclear war, the survivors, oh, it's the radiation killing you. Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, they've given 4.5 billion people a shot that'll kill most of them over time, and a lot of them really quick. And now it's right on time as all the death comes out that, okay, we got to go and have a nuclear war now or they're gonna get us. So I think there's about to be a nuclear war, and I'm really sorry for everybody. Now, if we get the word out about this, and we really pray, and we have cooler heads prevail, we could turn this around. If Trump was in office, there would not be a nuclear war. But Obama and the New World Order and Hillary are, and King Charles, you know, unveiling blood paintings with Satan demons all over it. I mean, these are psychotics. And this is their death religion. And it's a death cult. And I'm sorry that's so whacked out. I'm sorry that's so insane. I'm sorry that's so horrifying. But it's true. I told you it's going to kill masses of people. Yahoo! Excess deaths. And then there's now doling out the number. Well, it looks like it's a little bad. Oh, it's kind of really bad. So it's the opposite, but the similar inverse of how they went, oh, it's 99% effective, it's 92% effective, it's 86% effective, it's 81% effective, down to it's 40% effective, too. It's actually makes you sicker and gives you, instead they're like, oh, yeah, there's a 2% death increase. Oh, there's a 5% death increase. Oh, there's a 20% death increase. Oh, all-cause morbidities are 40-plus percent, higher in some age groups. 40% increase in all-cause mortality. Again, World War I was and World War II were less than 10%. I'm going to say this again. This is killing more people per year per capita than World War II. You're in a germ nanotech replication factory. And there's all these new weird viruses, and the people are sick in the summer now, and even healthy people are getting sick all the time. Because they freaking hit us, folks, and people are shedding this crap everywhere. And I'm just getting right with God. I am just blown away that the FBI and the CIA are all going along with this. A lot of them, there's been whistleblowers, but the majority. And these people are completely crazy. And it sounds so crazy to say this, that even though a lot of Congress people now know this, they're like, but Alex, we're trying to dole it out. People can't handle this all at once. I mean, there's going to be a, and look behind the scenes, folks, the big names you know out there are all just like me. I have dinner with them. I talk to them all the time. They know all of it. They're just as smart as me. They know all this. And you see, Joe's already there, basically. 3 years ago, he was already there. We're having dinner. He's like, he's like, absolutely right. It's this and that. It's just, we're finishing my sentences, you know, everything. He knows everything I know. Guy, he's just as smart. The guy's a freaking super sly, okay? He comes off as a nice, friendly guy, but Joe Rogan's like uber smart, okay? And he knows all this. That's why I got pissed at him 6 years ago. I'm like, dude, you know all this. Knock it off. And he's decided that they are complete psychotics and are killing everybody. And so he's not selling out. He's doing the best job he can at warning people as fast as he can at the pace he believes. And I told him, I said, you need to up your security and be safe, buddy, because they don't like, and Tucker knows that. And Tucker's fully awake. Elon Musk, unless he's putting on acts behind the scenes here in Austin with people, I'll just stop there. They say, this is like Alex Jones 2.0. I mean, you can say, well, he's got his hands on all this stuff. Yeah, that's why he even knows more. So the good news is we got a lot of smart people that know what's going on, and a lot of the population is smart and knows what's going on. The bad news is the New World Order knows that, okay? Most of their minions at the Justice Department, all these agencies don't know all this stuff. They're just compartmentalized. They like having power and authority and think they're cool. They're in a little club, and they're SJWs, most of them now. They've successfully brought them in to the military leadership and most of the leadership positions. Are people with chips on their shoulders who are diversity hires. I'm not saying because they're black, whatever. The women, the black folks, the ones they're bringing in are brought in because they're politically following orders. They could get a black guy just as smart as the white guy in the FBI. But they go look at, this guy's Christian, he's conservative, he doesn't know. Well, sorry, you didn't make the cut at the FBI. You're some SJW, Black Lives Matter black guy or black woman. You're in frickin' charge right now. And then all there is the chip on the shoulder and following the order. And why are all these evil Americans racist? And why do they hate me? Because you were put in there to be the black face on the New World Order when it starts a civil war, dumbass. So when they see the commanders, it's a bunch of brown people and black people. So so that white people go, oh my God, it is an anti-white takeover, so they can make the Civil War racial. That's what the White House says. Whites are the terrorists. They're the bad guys. They're about to attack. That's what the movie Civil War is about. If you watch closely, I mean, it's all right there. This is insane. This is mass suicide. This is beyond cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And as the left gets scareder and scareder and scareder and scareder and scareder and scareder, they have to go out, they think, and suppress people and make us just submit, and then it'll make it all better. That's what they're being told, that we're the ones causing the problem. No, you're the ones that gave 4+ billion people shots and bullied them into it, and now there's mass death. You're the ones loading masses of cruise missiles, preparing to fire them at Russia, the biggest nuclear power in the world. So, oh, don't worry, though. There's all this new cancer. They've got a new mRNA shot that's going to be a therapy. It doesn't quite work. You see how this is going on? I mean, these people have got a plan. They know what they're doing. And each time they attack you, they give you another way to think you're going to get out of it by going to them. And it only gets you deeper into it. That's how the scam works. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. All right? Now, I need to get on record what's happening with InfoWars, and I'm going to do it one time. You're here today, and not spend an hour on like I did yesterday, because we have a lot of big stuff to cover. And Laura Logan's coming in studio, and I want to get into the World War III stuff, the huge poison shot news breaking, the Fauci being destroyed, just all the campaign stuff. Will they put Trump in jail? The rise of totalitarian, quote, democracy in America, how they do that. I mean, it's all very, very apocalyptic. So that's all coming up. And this only happens when I really get upset and concerned. Or when the air conditioner's broken, it does that too. Sometimes it's broken in here. The old days, we got new air conditioners. That's why you should be sweating. It'd be like, you know, 85 degrees in here with lights on me, so it's even hotter. And it's cold in here right now, and I'm sweating. My body wants to fix this. My body wants to get people to wake up. My body's pleading with everyone. I'm like pleading with the establishment and everybody else and everybody that sits on the fence to get up off your asses. I mean, I'm not an asthmatic, but when I get in this position, I start, you know, feeling like asthmatic. Like I can't breathe because this is nuclear war, folks. This is not like a chance of this. The United States and Europe start blowing up Russian cities. Russia says they're going to respond by attacking European cities, and they're saying that because the West does have a parity of missiles, that they can't use their conventional missiles to destroy all the EU missile sites that are hitting them. So they're going to use nuclear weapons, and they've already said, we're picking tactical points. They said on Russian TV, the authorization of Putin yesterday, they said, NATO, we know you got this main missile base in this city of Poland, and we're telling you we would probably start advising Polish people to leave that city. This has been the primary target as a demonstration of nuclear weapons. We're not going to do total commitment on you. And then they list like 5 or 6 different cities in Poland, and they say those are all targets of your weapon caches. And we're going to knock your weapon caches out, but we've been following those. And so we just want you to know that, and if it's your choice to fire nukes back, we'll have full commitment. So that's it. So nuking a large part of a Polish city, weapons depot district, is called a shot across the bow in nuclear war. That's taking the safety off. It's not a nuclear test. And Putin's also talking about testing a nuke on the border with Ukraine and Belarus. A big one, a hydrogen bomb, a super. Just trying to get people's attention. Like, hey, these things are real. That's also another, that's probably a better idea than actually nuking Poland. I mean, my instincts are to get my children and get the hell out of Austin, Texas right now. I mean, that's how serious this is, okay? And that's why Future of InfoWars, I want to stay on air to warn people. I'll be able to warn people. I'll be able to be on the air And they're strategic. They know that. They want us off right now because of what's about to happen. It's not going to matter soon, folks. There's going to be nobody on the air. You know, the Department of Energy is now sending out memos to their employees saying, prepare to live off the land. And that's a code for all the training they've been given, and they're saying, prepare for there to be no power grid. They're quietly sending out. They're not saying, get, oh, a week of storable food and have your flashlight ready. They're saying, their federal employees are now being told, prepare for the end of the world. And I just see a pack of wild-eyed, lying, crazy Connecticut and New York lawyers just like little gremlins hopping around, licking their lips, going, we're going to get him, we're going to get him, we're going to get him. And they go, why is he looking at us? Why does he care about us? And I'm like, looking up at a giant T-Rex behind him, licking his lips, looking at them, and I know they're going to go after me too. And I'm like, whoa, nuclear war. I'm just like, oh, and they're like, why isn't he looking at us? And I'm like, what are some of the examples of that in movies where, like, some little guy thinks he's scaring some big thing? Like, some mouse thinks he's scaring, you know, an elephant or a lion. And then the mouse turns around and looks, and it's like a T-Rex. I mean, that's why everything's going like this. Because, I mean, and again, we've had such a normalcy bias for so long that people think, oh, this will never happen. I'm surprised we haven't blown ourselves up yet. So I'm going to stop because I've got so much to get to, and Laura Logan's coming up. I got to get focused here. Oh, God. By the way, this is not an act. The crew's seen me. I'm, like, actually stumbling around the office from anxiety. Me and my family are all, I mean, this is horrible, okay? I mean, I'm not even able to continue doing the show. Oh my. Okay, so I'm gonna, please God, just give me the strength. I already wanted to play some of these. I'm gonna take a break here I'll be back at the bottom of the hour. And that's let's go to clip four. Dr. Ronnie Jackson accuses Fauci of lying. It's like accusing a fish of living in the water and covering up the Wuhan lab leak. It wasn't a leak. They did it on purpose. Here it is.
Yeah, you can be removed. Actually, you're not allowed to speak.
Your time has
Take your
expired.
Starbucks with you.
Mr. Garcia, Mr. Raskin, you're out of line. Your times have expired. I now recognize Dr. Jackson from Texas for 5 minutes of questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, I have to say, I, as so many Americans, am deeply disappointed in your actions during a critical time in our nation's history while you were in key leadership roles as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease and as the chief medical advisor to President Biden. Put quite simply, you failed miserably, in my opinion. Based on all we have learned during the pandemic and all that we have since learned through this committee's work, I believe your failures stem from both an effort of self-preservation manifested by a series of lies and cover-up and by a total failure of leadership. It was obvious to everyone that you and your organization, NIH, had a lot to lose if the American people were to discover that COVID-19 was most likely leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, and that you, via EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak, actually funded this research, and that this lab was actively and recklessly conducting gain-of-function research. As such, you did everything in your power to deflect and cover up this possibility. You even recruited others to help you in this effort. Unfortunately, this cost our country and the world valuable time, time that may have led to answers regarding the origin, may have blunted the spread, and would have almost certainly saved lives. While I think most of us have known all along what I just described, what I have been appalled to discover through sworn testimony to this committee is the level at which you and those that worked for you went to cover up the obvious. Just a few examples, and I know these have been touched on, but they're important for everyone to hear. Dr. Lawrence Tabak, former acting director of NIH, testified that under the generic definition that NIH did in fact fund gain-of-function research. This was based on a definition that was initially used by NIH and a definition that was abandoned and removed from the website in October of 2021 and replaced by a new, much more detailed definition with a much higher bar that you have since conveniently used to define gain-of-function testing and to deny what Dr. Tabak has since confirmed. He also said that EcoHealth Alliance failed to properly and promptly report that their research violated the terms of the grant, something that went completely unaddressed under your watch. Dr. Moranz, your senior advisor, who you have tried today to distance yourself from, but whose large volume of emails clearly demonstrate that you had a very close and personal relationship with, and who reported to you directly, has openly bragged about how he subverted FOIA requests. I remind you that the law requires you and your former organization to comply with Freedom of Information Act request. It is not optional. If you or your employees or your organization that you oversaw were systemically avoiding transparency and illegally hiding or destroying documents that rightfully belong to the American people, then you should be criminally charged and they should as well. In addition, Dr. Gregory Folkers, your chief of staff, also engaged in illegal practices in which he crafted messages using symbols instead of letters to avoid FOIA exposure. In an email, April 2020, from Dr. Moranz to Peter Daszak, he says, quote, "There are things I can't say." Well, I wonder what he couldn't say. He also went on to say, quote, "Except Tony is aware, and I have learned there are ongoing efforts within NIH to steer through this with minimal damage to you, Peter, and colleagues, and to NIH and NAID," end quote. And then a few days later, he said, quote, "I have reason to believe that there are already efforts going on to protect you," end quote. In February of 2021, Dr. Moranz wrote to Boston University scientist Gerald Kirsch saying, quote, "I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I'm FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we are all safe," end quote. Dr. Fauci, I want to know what you're being protected from and what you needed to be safe from. I'm going to go on because I have a little time here. He went on to say, quote, "Plus, I deleted most of the earlier emails after sending to Gmail." Once again, illegal and an actual crime. Dr. Moranz noted in another email to Dr. Kirsch saying, quote, I learned the tricks last year from an old friend, Marge Moore, who heads our FOIA office and also hates FOIAs," end quote. It is absolutely amazing to me that Dr. Moranz and Marge Moore still have jobs and our taxpayers are still paying their salaries. Dr. Moranz wrote to Dr. Daszak in April of 2021, quote, "P.S., I forgot to say there is no worry about FOIAs. I can either send stuff to Tony on his private email or hand it to him to work or at his house. He is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble." End quote. Apparently, you neglected to surround yourself with equally smart individuals. Dr. Moranz wrote to another collaborator, Peter Hotitz, in June 2021, at Baylor College of Medicine, that he had deleted all his emails related to COVID origin when, quote, "the shit hit the fan," end quote. He said, quote, "I feel pretty sure Tony were too. The best way to avoid FOIA hassles is to delete all emails when you learn the subject is pretty sensitive." In October 2021, Dr. Moranz wrote to Peter Daszak, quote, "Peter, from Tony's numerous recent comments to me and from what Francis has been vocal about over the past 5 years, we are trying to protect you, and they are protecting their own reputations as well," end quote. I'll just jump ahead. The American people can rest assured that we are going to continue to pursue answers and we continue to push for full accountability from you and your colleagues despite continuing efforts to try to cover this up. Dr. Fauci, history will not be kind to you and you will be known as the man who put his personal interests before the interests of the American people, the very people that you were supposed to be protecting. Your actions, along with several others we have had before this committee, have completely eroded America's trust in our public health system and the agency that you represented for half a century.
All right, folks, Nitrique Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitrique Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitrique Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitrique Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitrique Boost now.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Other mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Focused and run through this news. Just met Laura Logan and her crew. What an amazing person. I've been such a fan of her since she ever was on the news. I was like, wow, who is this lady? So beautiful and smart. Meet her in person, it's like meeting Melania Trump or something. It's kind of like, boom. Wow. What an amazing spirit and a great crew as well. So I only wish the day she finally gets on the show. I've been asking her for years. She's been talking about it forever that I wasn't, you know, disheveled from sleeping up here, trying to keep from shutting down this building. So here's what's happening. Again, what's happening behind the scenes, the judge has asked us not to talk about this. At this point, he is protecting the operation right now. Okay? He has asked, he knows all of it. I'll leave it at that. But he called in the U.S. trustees, all of them, and said, is this really going on? I've been asked not even to say that. I'm going to stop right now. But just, this is so crazy that outside of law, they tried to close the doors. And one of the groups is trying it now. And I'm not supposed to get into this, so I'm going to stop. All right? But just let me show you these articles, okay? They try to close the doors. I explained to the security company it's been here for years before we were in bankruptcy. I'm the sole member. You don't have a right to do that. They're not lawyers. They don't know. They call their lawyers. They say, we need to see the documents. We get it to them. They go, okay, then Jones is a sole member LLC. He is the one that makes firing decisions and hiring decisions. Only the judge can override that through the CRO, but the CRO has to go to the court. Well, the CRO tells them, no, I'm in charge. Like when Ronald Reagan, you know, got shot and Alexander Haig goes, I'm in control now. I'm in control now. It was basically like that. But again, that guy's not doing that on his own. And I knew that. Now we've learned it's the other feds involved, and the Justice Department has been involved at my depositions in my bankruptcy and this bankruptcy. There's up to two Justice Department lawyers. This is like one in 10,000 cases. Literally there with notes writing everything, and they show me documents, show me U.S. code, that if I say anything wrong or lie, I'm going to be charged with crimes. So they thought they were going to come in here and find some crimes and put me in jail. That didn't happen. I'm a Boy Scout, folks. I got CPAs and accountants. I don't touch the money. My wife pays the bills. I'm not a guy that's like in that stuff, so I'm like completely not even in it. All they found was a clean operation. You saw the lies in the news. I had $400 million hidden, all this BS. It was just totally made up, okay? That's how I know the stuff with Trump's totally made up, as you saw in these trials. They just make this stuff up. And so, to me, the fact that they came in here and are desperately trying to close the door still when a judge is blocking them, and the new stuff I discovered this morning is even more insane. And people tell me, you're not going to be told this if you get into it. So I've told you 1%, okay? But I am telling powerful journalists and people in case something happens to me. But the issue you need to know is that this is not about us, folks, okay? They're about to do it. The World War III, kill Trump, I don't know. I can feel it. I know this isn't about me. You take out key communications when you're making a move. So we're in the middle of a full final coup against America. That's bottom line right now. When they convicted Trump, that flipped the switch, and they're going into overdrive. Okay, this is it. The CIA overthrows countries all the time. Well, they're finishing us off right now. All right? But it's blowing up in their face. So America's coming back so strong to this, and the awakening so big, it's scaring the living hell out of them. And for whatever reason, when they attacked me first years ago and said I was the lead elephant they had to get, they are obsessed with getting this operation because I see what they're doing. And yes, I've secretly advised Trump a bunch and a bunch of other people, and I would write secret reports to Trump. And, you know, I mean, just that's why they really flipped out, okay? And I told him who were globalists in his administration and what they were doing, how he's being spied on. I explained to Trump, I'm not bragging, this is why the CIA got so pissed, how Obama put stay-behind networks into the government with the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2017. So, that's it. So now let me just show you how they think you're so dumb, they just put the propaganda out. Thank you. I forgot to drink coffee today. That's probably part of the reason I'm just completely out of my mind. And look at this, ladies and gentlemen. So here's AP last night, okay? And they can't get their propaganda straight. Judge rejects call to immediately shut down Alex Jones, InfoWars, and bankruptcy. Now, wait a minute. You saw and heard all these people, left and right, saying I was making it up. Why, you want me to shove cameras in the security people's faces when I'm explaining to them, don't shut it down? That's escalation, folks. Okay, I'm not doing that. This is happening. Stop living in denial. Here they are saying we filed to shut him down on Monday morning. Nobody's shutting Alex Jones down, but they filed an emergency motion to shut me down, and the judge says no. But nobody shut. That's like saying two men can have a baby. That's the gaslighting. We want him shut down today. We want the doors closed today. It says it in their filing. But no one's trying to shut him down. Sandy Hook relatives asked bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones' company, London Guardian. It's never about Adam Lanza. In the whole documentary, made-up HBO propaganda from those show trials, that HBO ran the production. They had scripts, everything. In that whole production, so I remember I was there looking over the judges in both cases and saw it was like a script they were following. And then when I was in Connecticut, I saw the same script and I went, oh my God, this is total script. It was a TV studio, basically. So that's what's happening. And the FBI, head of FBI Connecticut admitted he ran all this, initiated the suits, everything. So, Sandy Hook relatives ask bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones Company. CBS News. Sandy Hook families ask bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones Media Company immediately. Judge says no. Sandy Hook denier. This is London Independent. Alex Jones handed lifeline by judge after crying on InfoWars show. So this is the MI6's way to attack me. And go, oh, look, he's a crybaby. So the judge is on his side. Start attacking the judge, see? Because the judge is just following the law. Judge extends InfoWars lifespan after Alex Jones live streamed meltdown. Because without a law, without a court order, they're here telling armed security, certified security company, remove me and shut the doors. And I go, hold your horses. No, you're not. And they go, fine, we won't. Then they give the order again Saturday when I went to get a hamburger. I told people, don't leave. I need somebody to always stay here. Okay, I'm going to go get a hamburger, see my kids and my wife for like an hour. I get back. Nobody's here except the security. And they go, you predicted it. We're getting the call. They're saying, you know, shut things down again. But it's not going to happen, you know. I mean, and I told my lawyers, I said, you watch them and try it again today. And they're like, Jones, stop being paranoid. And they're like, it's happening. It's happening again. They're trying again. Outside of the judge. Judge extends InfoWars lifespan after Alex Jones live stream meltdown. Now, this is where you really get the CIA stuff because they use the Daily Mail. Okay. Now, this article is so important to go read. It's full of lies, but listen to this. It's full of ridiculousness, too. Judge rejects call to shut down Alex Jones' InfoWars amid bankruptcy dispute days after confirmed conspiracy theorist claims feds were out to get him in hysterical rant. Oh, I'm hysterical. I'm crazy. But they filed to shut it down. And then listen to what the lead former federal prosecutor, whose specialty is putting innocent Republicans in jail. He works directly for Senator Blumenthal. He puts innocent Republican governor of Connecticut in jail. Look at this. There's Judge Lopez, the honorable judge, top of his class. Here is Chris Maddie, the quarterback of this thing. In the testimony yesterday, as a result, Chris Maddie, a lawyer for the Sandy Hook families, testified Monday, claimed Jones was manufacturing a crisis or erroneously shilling the idea of his network being shut down immediately. Then they go on to say they've been unable to reach any agreements with me and I've not worked with them. No, the judges said, Jones just offered you all the profits that he ever made or had, which is almost nothing left, and 10 years of any extra profits that you could oversee, but his crew stays there and he's able to travel, all this stuff. I said, I don't want hardly anything. Just enough to live. I don't care about that. I want like a 15-year-old shirt right now. I don't care about things. They don't either. But they've got to represent it's because I won't pay their made-up kangaroo court debt. I don't care about that. And I know they said at both courthouses, you've seen the videos where they said, we don't want money. We want to shut him down when they won their fake cases where I was already found guilty. Now you're understanding how big this is. So you just saw all these articles that they want me shut down immediately. But they're in the court saying nobody wants to shut him down. He's crazy. We want him shut down immediately. We want him shut down immediately. He's crazy. No one's trying to shut him down. I'm going to say that again. He's nuts. No one's trying to shut him down. Shut him down. What did they say in the court cases? Guys, it's like a 5-minute, 4-minute version of them saying, shut me down. We played it again last week. Find that for me right now. Shut him down. Shut him down now. Don't ever let him get behind a microphone again. Shut him down and intimidate everybody else to never speak out. They actually say that. Shut him down now. Shut him down now. We're going to shut down InfoWars. We want him off the air. We're going to divide up the corpse of InfoWars. Those are all quotes. But here they are saying, I'm crazy. No one wants to shut me down. Shut him down immediately. They're saying, shut me down 2 years ago when they won their fake cases that they already won. Now they're saying, I'm crazy. No one wants to shut me down. And some dumb people still believe that. So that is the level of these scumbags. I'm talking about the lawyers, the feds, and all them. Not the people they're manipulating. So, here's one, Daily Mail. Oh, no, this is The Hill. Sandy Hook families ask for Alex Jones Media Company's liquidation. Alex Jones, InfoWars parent company, that's Free Speech Systems, must liquidate, creditors say. CBS News. Okay, so I just showed you all that. There it is. AP. Judge rejects call to immediately shut down Alex Jones. Immediately shut me down. And they're up there. Your Honor, we want him immediately shut down. And he's crazy. Nobody's trying to shut him down. And I have the documents where now we learn that they had documents ready to do this last week. So it's just, I have all the receipts. I have everything. I've been asked not to show that at this point. That's how courts work. I'm going to just continue here doing the best job I can. But this is about a takeover of our society. Did you guys find the clip from last week? You did fine. Okay. I'm going to play this, and then I'm done talking about this, and I'm going to move into all the really serious stuff, World War III, Trump being thrown in jail, mainstream Yahoo News admitting that the shots are killing people. I've been floundering around so much I can't even find my Yahoo and AP articles admitting that it's killing everybody en masse. So just print them for me again, guys. I'm literally cross-eyed in here because I want to hit that next. And the hell is that's the next thing I was going to hit. So this is all going down. Suddenly Yahoo and the Australian and all the headlines, it turns out there's massive death being caused by the shots. What the hell? We already knew that, but what does it mean they're saying? I mean, all hell is breaking loose. There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. V.I. Lenin. Yeah, there's Yahoo. COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths. Oh, now it's not. Oh, it's very rare. Now it's like X. And then, oh, by the way, the numbers is 40%+ increase in total morbidity. I mean, that's a world record. Good God. So I just read you the lead Fed. He's still a federal prosecutor. And that's what he is. Whose whole mission has been to put me in jail. And because I'm not a creature like him, there's nothing there. And I'm being protected by God and your prayers, and I appreciate it. But I'm not worried about me, folks. I am physically nauseous. And I'm not a guy that gets like that. You've seen me march in with like three security guys into 500 Antifa in Dallas, Texas, when they're threatening to kill us. I said I had to do it, and I had to show them I wasn't afraid of them. And they had hired thugs. These weren't the normal little professor types. These were hired thugs. And I didn't do that to show off. I just, God told me to do it. And a couple of the big, mean former military guys like stood back and wouldn't even go in. I'm like, oh, you're the big Navy SEAL. You're not going to march into 500 of these hired thugs. And a bunch of the thugs they'd hired were like, wait, there's like really dangerous white guys, black guys hired, like, you know, paid $300 to be there. At the Trump rally to intimidate and tag him. And they went, well, he's good. Wait. And there was Antifa going, get him. And I wanted to show, and it was really amazing. I got to find that video because I started just marching around in them for like 10 minutes. And all the military guys who were good guys, it was obviously super dangerous. He said, look, Alex, this is too dangerous. You got to stop. And I said, we'll stay here 3 more minutes and we'll march out of here. And man, those guys were, and I'm not trying to act like I'm tough. I'm explaining to you that I don't physically get nauseous when I got 500 convicts wanting to kill me. Because God told me to do it. I am nauseous, ladies and gentlemen, because we are on the edge of a nuclear war. Okay? And they've killed 22 million people with poison shots. Ugh. So I'm going to go throw up again, and then I'll be back and I'll hit the news. But here is the video of them saying, shut him down, and they're in court saying, you're going to see Chris Maddie say, never let him do it again. Shut him down. But nobody wants to shut me down. So when they shut us down, it wasn't a shutdown. No one's censoring you. No one's attacking you. No pedophiles are coming after your kids. The border's not wide open. Remember, till a year ago, Biden said the border wasn't open. And once none of that worked, he's like, well, of course it's open. It's Trump's fault. Gaslighting. I'm sorry we're in these times. Here's the video.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
But somewhere out there right now is another family getting infiltrated for school, fixing their lunches, going to work, thinking about their kid. And there's going to be a day when that child doesn't come home from school. And we know it, and it's sad, and that's reality. And the question is going to be, where is Alice Jones when that happens? Is he in the studio? Getting ready to pounce? Or will you stop him? That's going to be in your hands. And if we get all done with all the evidence, we're going to come back and we're going to ask this. Because that's what justice is in this case.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. I believe it. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
Yeah, there's going to be a resolution made under what these claims are valued at. And that's also going to have to take into account what the Lafferty claims are valued at, and the Posner claims are valued at, and the Fontaine claims are valued at. And that is why I've been saying that what this is heading towards is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny. And if, you know, some lawyer like me can basically find out that he's hiding the keys to the candy store, pull it out in front of him on the stand, I can only imagine what federal receiver's going to do. So yeah, it's going to get interesting from here on out. It's going to get really interesting, that's for sure.
It's already
super interesting, but like we say, it's the end of the beginning. And boy, are these clients happy about it. There was certainly a message sent out of this courthouse today, that's for sure.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members, and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. And to go back to what Robbie Parker said, all Alex Jones does is take from you, exploit you, lie to you, feed your fears and your anxieties and your mistrust. And the only person that benefits in that equation is him. Well, that stops. That's stopping today, thanks to the courage of these families. Thank you very much.
And they testified that I won't settle, I won't give $1.5 billion I don't have, and I'm a liar, and no one wants to shut me down, so shut him down immediately. Have you ever been gaslit? Because you're the people being lied to. And I got all the other videos of Maddie and them saying, we know he's criminal, we're going to find all the hidden money, we're going to find the offshore accounts, and none of it was there. A tiny lake house, 127 acres, and my main house. And I sold my big expensive house that I made a really good move on for $2 million, sold it for $7 million 2 years ago and put it all into this operation. All of it. And I feel so good now having $200,000 the court lets me have in my house. I don't give a damn about the money. And they sit up there and they say all this crap. And now there's no money here and there's nothing. And I said, whatever profits there are, you can just have them. But our deal is we keep the crew. We have this. We go on the road. We're able to operate. Sure, you want your money? And I told everybody, I said, watch, they'll never settle. And they didn't. And now they're going to say Jones refuses to pay. And they're going to come and shut this place down. And then I will go, no matter what, work for free. I will sleep on people's couches. I won't be silenced. But that's not the problem. The problem is the World War III. The problem is the poison shots. The problem is they're coming after you and your republic. And that's why they want me off the air, because they know we reach tens of millions of people a day. But the good news is they're obsessed with me. There's the fantastic Tucker Carlson's and Joe Rogan's and Laura Logan's of the world. And there's more people proliferating every day. And that's why they're in panic mode and want to turn over the whole chessboard with World War III. Now, there is a chance that the judge is going to do a cram down on them because he sees what they're doing. That's why they're attacking the judge now all over the news. I only showed you a few of them. It's everywhere. He's a Trump-appointed judge. He's known to follow the law to the T, extreme integrity. He's either going to do that or he's going to hand the company back to me as he said he's going to do. And then they're going to go to Judge Gore Gamble, the corrupt judge that literally had a movie set production with HBO, just the same HBO that ran the Connecticut thing. And they're going to come in here with the constables, and the constables will be polite, and they'll have an order, and they'll say, we're really sorry. And they'll probably have tears in their eyes because most of the cops are listeners. I'll shake their hand. I'll appreciate them. Our stuff's already out of the building. I'll say, have a good day, and God bless you. Hope we can save the Republic. But they're not even trying to wait the couple of weeks till this happens behind the scenes right now. And I promise the folks involved, I was told all this, I would not tell the majority of it, so I'm not. I'm going to stop there. But I have the documents. I have everything. I have everything. Just like I aired recordings of what I told you that was going on before, I got stuff way worse. Okay, in my life, I very rarely record people. But when people are clearly, in my opinion, trying to set me up and doing things like that, I did it. And I mean, if you think the recording I aired Saturday was bad, the stuff I've got is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know who these people think I am. And I mean, they had the CIA come when I was in D.C. and try to give me $3 million from the Russians. I went directly to the FBI to report. I know it was them. But the CIA was doing the operation. And I could look up who the person was. High level diplomat, secret, operations, wife heads of federal agency, major federal agency. I mean, that's the stuff I'm dealing with. They had me come to another meeting. It was supposed to be about something else. And the top Democrats come in the room with a huge high rise in D.C. and say, look, man, we love you. Why don't you come on? And I just said, we're not even having this meeting. This is about something else. I'm out of here. And that's what they do, folks. All right. At the time, the richest man in the world, not Elon Musk, this is the richest man in the world at that time. This is, six years ago, said, we'd like to fund a free speech organization for you. How's a $50 million a year salary for you sound, sonny boy? And I had to, of course, sign documents, agree in a private meeting. It was illegal. I just said, but I declined it. I said, I declined. They said, you made a grave mistake, son. Yeah, I didn't make a grave mistake.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Started in the 1400s, the Russian monarchy was based on the second letter to Thessalonians, where Paul speaks of a restrainer who holds back evil. As long as there was a Christian czar on earth, the dark powers of the Antichrist would not come to power. Symphonia is the orthodox relationship between the church and the state, where the state protects the church and the church protects the state from falling into sin and heresy. In 1916, after the Russian Civil War, known as the Time of Troubles, the Russians elected Michael Romanov, 16 years of age, as Tsar of Russia, and the Romanov family ruled from 1613 until 1917. During this period, Russia prospered. They became more focused on Christianity and promoted it worldwide through missionary work. While Christianity was the main religion, there were Jews, Muslims, and pagans who were free to practice their own religion. The only religion that was made illegal was the Talmudic worshiping Jews, because the Talmudic traditions were seen as anti-Christian and in complete opposition of their spiritual goals. These anti-Christian philosophies infiltrated the country when Freemasonry migrated to Russia in the mid-1700s. The Freemasons taught that the traditional Christian values upheld by the dynasty were outdated and were keeping Russia from competing with the West. Liberal ideas were introduced, such as misogyny, because women weren't allowed to be Freemasons, which became so popular that if you were a noble person, you had to be a Freemason. And Freemasonry taught that all religions can be one, and therefore the Russian Orthodox Symphonia must be abolished. The Tsar stood strongly against this, and so the idea of revolution was introduced. During the industrialization of the 1800s, factories became home to Masonic revolutionary ideas. And in 1917, the revolution began, and the royal family was taken prisoner. The family was taken from their home to a stone house several miles away on the highest point of the Ural Mountains, called Ascension Hill, and murdered. According to the official narrative, they were executed by a firing squad in the basement, but according to the evidence, they were murdered in a very dark ritual manner. According to the investigation of the Orthodox Church, the murderers themselves, and the material evidence, this is what happened on the night of July 17th, 1918. The stone house was known by the Bolsheviks to be a place where evil acts have taken place in the past. It was prepared ahead of time, and the murder involved 11 assassins and 11 victims. The Tsar, his wife, the four daughters, the son, and four servants. The number 11 is believed to be based on the 11 apostles who remained after Judas betrayed Christ. These 11 people were taken into the basement. They were shot in the knees, and they were stabbed with bayonets. And during all of this, their mouths were gagged to quiet their screams. In their memoirs, the murderers wrote it was so bad that they were vomiting. The bodies were then wrapped up in white linen, placed into the back of a truck, and kept alive as they were driven to a swampy area outside of the city. They were finally murdered by being hung upside down to drain their blood. They were beheaded, their teeth removed, and their bodies chopped into pieces. The body parts were partially dissolved in acid and then burned. Eggs were boiled, sprinkled with ash from the burnt linens, which were soaked in royal blood, and consumed at the crime scene. The Tsar's head was placed into a jar, preserved in alcohol, and shipped to Moscow. In the 1920s, the Romanov family diaries were released by the Bolsheviks. They showed the Tsar to be an honorable man, highly intelligent involving political affairs, and a devout Christian. As if part of the ritual, this brought shame to the Russian people, who were turned against the Tsar through Marxist propaganda. The Federal Reserve System, the Rothschilds, and the British Roundtable opposed the Tsar and the traditional Christian policies that stood in the way of their plans for world domination. And many Russians see the murder of Tsar Nicholas II as a necessary precursor to the New World Order, which began proliferating after his death. Tsar Nicholas II is now a saint in the Russian Orthodox Church, and millions of Russian Orthodox Christians believe they need to repent for allowing the dynasty to be destroyed. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one of the big things on my bucket list is now happening. Laura Logan. I remember watching her 20 years ago, it seems, going, man, who is that reporter? She's not just beautiful, but super smart and has so much courage in all these war zones. I'd call you a combat reporter, not just a wartime journalist. And, of course, censored. And then some of the most powerful things I've ever heard perfectly said have come out of her mouth on live television. So I wanted to play this first clip because this is Fauci's the man of the hour as he burns down politically in front of us and as mainstream news, Yahoo, London Telegraph, the Australian, the German newspapers, oh, the COVID vaccines really are causing massive death. What an insane new development. Well, not for you. And not for her. And what happened when she went and attacked Fauci on Fox? They took her off. Remember that? Sure, we were doing it here. She was doing it off air on other shows, but she broadsided him on air. And they went, boop, you're gone. Boop, you're not a guest. You're not on the show. You're not doing stuff. But she's only come back stronger. And that's the answer to their tyranny of 1984, 1776. So here is the one of my favorite clips of her. And then we're going to go right to her.
And so in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done.
And the crew is great. I told them, get me the Laura Logan Fauci clip. They got a short one. There's like a 5-minute one we'll add in post when we upload this when we're not live. So put a mark in there for the crew to add the full five or whatever full segment is, because the full thing is even more powerful. Laura Logan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
And your crew is amazing people.
Thank you. They are.
I love the light in the eyes of the patriots. It's the total difference than our enemies.
Yep, because they have truth on their side.
I've got so many questions, the state of the media, the COVID hearings, the election, wanting to start bombing Russia with heavy weapons, which is World War III. You've been all around the world. You've had incredible experiences. You grew up, well, I guess, in South Africa. So you're a world traveler. You're a really smart person. I mean, it's one of the most smart, intelligent out there. What is your view on the world, the time we're in, and what we can do to save civilization?
So I'm a journalist, right? And that's all I am. And I try not to be a prophet, because I'm out of my lane when I go there. But it's very obvious certain things that we're seeing. We have a couple months before the election, and this is quite evidently the most important election in the history in our lifetimes. There's never been a more important election, which is probably one of the reasons you're under so much pressure right now, because everything that happens over the next few months is going to change the course of history forever. So it's there are increasing signs all around us that people are not buying into the narrative. Remember, as you know, Alex, better than anyone, this, you say InfoWars, right? Mm-hmm. You've called it that for a very long time. Well, we are in an information war, and it's a war for our minds. And what you're seeing, though, is the tactics are failing. Over and over and over again. That's what, you know.
That's why they're so dangerous. They're losing. You just crystallized it again. They're losing.
They're losing.
That's why they're so dangerous.
Because
I feel it. We're going over the top. That's why this is the most, we're in history right now. This is it.
That's right. Because this time, if Donald Trump were to get into office, he knows he cannot do what he did last time. He cannot be suckered by the RNC and the establishment and the party. He cannot, you know, try to appease people because it's not going to work.
He's hardcore. This is real.
This is it. And he's a life raft. Okay, and he's going to need a lot of strong people around him if they were ever to allow that to happen, because they do hold the power right now. And to me, what's insane is that you still have respectable, smart journalists who are saying climate is a scam, and, you know, you see the Twitter files and you see all these things. Oh, but election integrity, or, you know, election, we can't talk about that. It's amazing to me. You're moving into an election right now, and people are still going to the polls without knowing if their vote is going to count or not. That's got to be one of the number one issues of all time.
I totally agree. Keep going. You get cut off these national shows. Everything you say is just so amazing. Just keep going.
Well, if you look at the playing field right now, people are no longer afraid to stand up and say they support Donald Trump. And that's people of all races, and it doesn't matter where they come from, right? They're coming out in droves. I mean, there's MAGA Black now. That was created by Pastor Leon Benjamin. There's a plethora of organizations, whether from, you know, Hispanic Americans to African Americans. People are standing up. Even Muslim Americans are standing up and supporting Donald Trump. Remember how intimidated they were before, how terrified people were of saying that. I would go and do events in Washington, D.C., and people would whisper in my ear, I love what you're doing on Fox, even though I was never paid by Fox News for any of the work I did on Fox News. I was paid to do a show on Fox Nation, and I was hired by a production company. When they canceled me, I never had a deal.
And as you know, that's their secret thing to control the conservative movement, is they always either pay people like 50 grand to be a, you know, occasional guest, a contributor, or they give them a little Fox Nation thing, but then they use that to control your other stuff you're doing.
Yeah.
Or try to.
And then you see people like Don Lemon, because, you know, he's asking Elon Musk for $5 million up front. Why, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That man's not worth 5 cents.
Well, Elon did it. He told me this. I'm going to leave it at that. He told me that he was doing that literally to just, I'm not going to say what he told me, but Elon's really smart. He wanted to.
Well, he's not smart enough to come and talk to me.
I'm sure he would.
Right here.
He just doesn't trust a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm a South African.
No, he would love to talk to you.
Yeah, I've been out there for a long time.
Well, I just so happen to know how to get a hold of him. So we'll I don't want to, you know, talk too much about Fight Club. I just know some folks that know Elon.
Yeah.
And,
the rules of Fight Club.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I was told 3 years ago by a very well-known talk show host, it was Joe Rogan, who hangs out with him all the time. And he said, look, he's hardcore. He's, you're going to see him get more and more hardcore. And Joe said, I'm going hardcore. It's all real. You're right. He told me, I'm sorry. I thought you were wrong like 6 years ago. Now it's all real. And she's joking more hardcore. So that's all going on.
Well, let me tell you something about Elon Musk that I remember very well. Yeah. Because as a fellow South African, mm-hmm. I never forgot when he sold PayPal, he took, and now being a South African, he was using South African currency. He gave every single member of that company R1 million, including the gardener, the guy who was looking after the grounds, the tea lady, everybody. So I've always believed in his heart. Elon Musk. Nah,
he really is. Now that I've gotten to know him some, he's super genius. It's not an act.
He's a super genius. Yeah.
We would want someone that's in all of their operations for us. That's their biggest nightmare. And they're like, oh, he works for them. And I'm realizing it's the other way around.
Well, I don't share his opinion on the hive mind and all of that stuff. Oh, yeah. I don't want an enhanced experience. A human experience is enough for me. But when did we get to a point where we're not allowed to disagree on anything? Why do we have to agree on everything?
Well, I think with Musk, now I've really only come to this realization, it's keep your friends close, your enemies closer.
Well, that's probably true. That's the art of war, right?
Yeah, and they now know, so I'm not giving up any secrets now about Musk, that behind the scenes, he sounds more hardcore than me.
Well, he's the only one who's, you know, on their playing field who's a real player. That's the reality. Because we're being overwhelmed by these monopolies from, you know, Google to Amazon, you know, and all the rest of them. And Musk is the only one giving them a run for their money.
Well, he also calculated that this tipping point was coming. And then when it did, he came in at the key time, like the Deus Ex, like in, you know, the famous history of like two armies are battling. One's about to lose, but then the other army comes over the hill.
Yeah.
Right at the right time. And Musk says the globalists are going to destroy the world. Global government's going to destroy competition. This is all out of control. You've got to go back to free speech and innovation or we're all dead. Then he is a transhumanist in that he says you're not going to stop all this stuff. He doesn't agree with the globalist model who's decided to actually end civilization as we know it because they think AI is going to get out of control. He actually thinks we should gamble and try to have it. So he doesn't even disagree with the life extension and all the things it'll do. He's actually the transhumanist. The globalists have decided to take over transhumanism and just kill everybody. That decision's been made. That's a super sophisticated thing, and it's a whole other subject. I don't want to belabor it, but it's what's going on.
Well, we're in an undeclared war, yeah. And I try to always be conscious of what I don't know. You know, because like I said at the beginning, I'm a journalist. That's all I am. I'm not a prophet. And there's so much that we don't know right now. And honestly, if you're in a covert war and everybody knows your play, then you've already lost. So I'm hoping that everyone from Elon Musk to a few others have some, you know, some cards to play, have a few things up their sleeves that we don't know.
Well, the moves he's making are devastating the globalists. Christ says, judge the tree by its fruits. So he's got his hands in all the dangerous, crazy stuff. But then in the move he's making, it's so dramatic and quick that it's irrevocable. The seismic political and cultural and economic waves he is pushing are absolutely showing how weak the establishment is, and you see them failing, like you said in your opening statement. This old evil establishment that thinks it's God is on the way out. The whole corporate media, you call him an opportunist if you want. He now knows that, okay, it's over for them, and so he's saying, I'm with you now.
Well, when he took over Twitter, that was probably one of the most significant events in our lifetimes, because they have information dominance and they have used that to their advantage. They've exploited it and they continue to do so every day. And now you have people like David Brock and Media Matters. He's moved on from Media Matters. It's not just good enough to discredit and attack people. Now he's running an organization called Facts First USA, which is about that feedback loop, right? Working with big tech, they want to keep people isolated and divided. And so you just get this constant feedback loop where, you know, you go on your Twitter account, you go on your, you know, whatever account it is, and you're getting this information fed back to you. And this is how they want to control us. And so, you only have to look at all the posts on X today to see all the people saying, oh, we need to get, you know, rid of these people and get X back onto our side. That tells you everything that you need to know. It hurt them when they lost that space because it's probably the most important.
It was like blowing up the Death Star.
Yeah, it was.
And then he delivered.
Most important platform in the world.
Keep going. I want to hear what you have to say. No. I hear me all the time. I mean, you're amazing.
No, I'm not amazing. I'm just one person in this fight.
But tell everybody about all the great productions and research and shows you're doing. I watch it all the time. And I'm a little mad that you haven't come on until now, but I appreciate you coming on now.
I know you are. But, what I'm trying to do, Alex, is I'm trying to do, I actually have done 60 Minutes quality journalism. I have done that in independent journalism. So I'm kind of the living, breathing example to other journalists that you don't have to sacrifice quality for independence and freedom. You don't have to do that. And I think we have to offer young people something more than saying to them, okay, lie your way through high school and you'll graduate. Lie your way through college and you may have a chance of getting a job. Then take a knee. Right? Take a knee and bow to the narrative and maybe you'll have a future in the media. Otherwise, your life is just going to be, as an independent journalist, you're going to be attacked all the time like you are. We're going to come after you with lawfare. We're going to have, you know, people funding lawsuits against you. Look at what they've done to Jim and Joe Hoft at the Gateway Pundit. Look what they're doing.
They're swarming them.
Yes, and they do it. They overwhelm you.
But what's funny is all these populist, conservative, just Christian pro-humans, none of the attacks, no one I know that didn't take the money backs down. People immediately sell out or they never give up is what I've seen.
That's right.
And you guys, when we talked before you came on live, you saw me talking about, at the time, the richest guy in the world. you know, wanting to, and I signed agreements and all, but none of it was illegal. So I live by saying I won't say it, but I can, you know, give hints if I want. Had us up to D.C. and all this and literally tried to get us to sell out. It wasn't like that. It's like, you want $50 million a year for a free speech foundation? Just work with us. We'll do it right now. And then I'm like, no. And then it happened again. And they said, listen, you understand that you really need to take this. And I had Henry Kissinger's Rothkopf group head try to get us before that. And he literally laughed. He said, you're a fool. You need to take this. Yeah. And he was, Henry Kissinger wants to meet with you next week. New York, come. This was like 15 years ago. That was one of the first ones. But you were saying you've had similar experiences. People obviously look at you. Beautiful woman, super smart, amazing. I mean, this is what they do. They try to buy us like baseball cards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sorry, I ain't for sale, man. I'm already sold out to Jesus.
Yeah.
Already signed on the bottom line.
I think one of the things that scares them is that, you know, my husband was in special operations and defense clandestine services for many, many years. And they're terrified of him. You know, so I think that's one of the things that's been a barrier for me. They've tried to take us down. They've tried to destroy our marriage, destroy our family, destroy everything. I mean, that one clip that stood out to me was that lawyer saying, you know, they want to feed off the corpse of InfoWars, right? I mean, that's what they want. They want you never, it's what I said in my testimony before the Senate, right? When I testified, in Ron Johnson's sort of rogue committee hearing, when I said they want to murder a journalist without killing you. This is how they murder you without killing you, right? That's what cancel culture is. They want to murder you. They want your children.
Because then they can steal your identity.
Everything.
People think, oh, you're off
everything.
The air. No, they can say whatever they want. You can't respond.
Yeah. You can't respond and you also can't feed your children. That's what they want. They want you to be homeless. They want your children to grow up in poverty. They want you to, that's what they wanted to do to every doctor that was on the front line of COVID, that was treating people, that saw that ivermectin was working, that saw that remdesivir was killing patients, that saw that ventilators were killing patients, or nurses that saw that hospitals were not overflowing when they were saying that they were. Every single person that stood up and told the truth. People that said natural immunity is better than an experimental drug treatment, right? People that said masks didn't work. I mean, look at what they have done. People that said that Fusion GPS is paid for by the Clinton campaign and Trump is not a Russian spy. I mean, these people are disgusting.
And you know how they did it. It's now admitted.
Disgusting.
They open up an investigation saying you're a Russian agent with no evidence.
Yeah.
And now they can have the CIA and FBI run clandestine operations. That's what it is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not fun.
Look at someone like Carter Page. Nobody wants to talk about Carter Page anymore. This is a man who went to the Naval Academy, who served his country, who was a fluent Russian speaker, who helped the FBI put Russian spies, real Russian spies, he helped put them behind bars. Okay? He worked for the CIA. And what did they do? They altered documents. When the CIA confirmed that he had been on their payroll, they altered those documents, submitted fake documents to the FISA court, and then when the guy was the lawyer for the FBI was caught, the mainstream media played it down by saying, oh, you know, this wasn't very important and he wasn't a very, you know, key person. And, you know, all this nonsense that they come up with, right?
To
manipulate the truth and to lie and deceive all the time, over and
absolutely.
Over again. And for these people to stand in judgment of people like myself or people like you and everybody, you know what? I don't know if you're allowed. I have a classic saying. It's three words. You know what they can do?
What?
Go fuck yourself.
Your husband was telling me a story right before he came on air, and he didn't say it was off the record or on the record. That was off the record, right? Yeah, it's off the record. But I will tell you a story.
I can tell you the story. It's not off the record for me.
I'll tell a real quick one. I didn't tell him this real fast thing like it was cool or I was trying to impress him. I was being honest, but I don't say this to like, cause, you know, once you really know about all this stuff, it's like, it's all disgusting. Even the good people that get sucked in one way or another, it's turned to bad. But my family on both sides were the all-American people during when it was HUMET in the 60s, 70s, you know, 80s until it all went, you know, 90% digital. Now they're going back to HUMET because digital doesn't really work. But they were all like, wanted to help America, wanted to fight the communists, wanted to do all this stuff. But I have the luxury that, and my family's asked me not to talk about this, but most of them are dead, so it's okay. They were the guys that believed what they were taught, that when they were, you know, getting their final exam about being Machiavelli and In Justifies the Means, that, hey, we got to be more evil than the bad guys, and they would make them read Zbigniew Brzezinski, that we've got to control the evil to limit it by being in that space. So they would do the things, ship the drugs out of Laos. They would, you know, do the really nasty stuff. It's kind of like Colonel Kurtz in that, you know, movie. It's kind of an idea. It's fiction, but about, yeah, you know, these soldiers were willing to cut the arms off children and do all this stuff because they were good men and they were strong. No, that's sick. They didn't go that far, but then they said the missions got so bad and so evil that you couldn't even believe it. And then it was finally child trafficking. And that's when they would go, no. And so both sides of my family, when people are on deathbeds, say, tell me the stuff years ago, because as people died 20 years ago, 10 years ago, that would literally be driving around on a ranch with somebody. They'd turn around and they go, listen, you're dead on. This is what's going on. And I know these people did all this stuff. And we're like in charge of things because they did it. They did the evil. They when your husband refused the first level of it, they were just seeing that was the first level.
This is what they do to their own.
And but what I'm saying about my own family is they were tricked to believe it. But people go, oh, Jones admits his family was in all this stuff. Yeah, and they told me it was bad. That's why I'm here. There was no one after that, no one giving me money, no one doing anything. I was told by my family and then saw the truth and did it. So I was just saying it's kind of like Darth Vader becomes Darth Vader, but at the end he's not Darth Vader. Does that make sense? And so I was going to think, and that's what I'm trying to say is I've had family that was like Darth Vader, but at the end they did the right thing. Does that make sense?
So what you
and then it boomerang, and they got me out of it.
Sign up to an ideal.
Yeah.
Yes, because they believe it's pure and honest and noble. And then they find that the reality behind that ideal, there's evil men behind it that are manipulating you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they exploit, they're Boy Scouts, and they get exploited.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then finally they're like, you're smuggling kids? Where are they going? Just, you don't worry and follow your orders. No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level, though. You can't go there.
But when I was being first told this 20
you
years
can't
ago,
do it.
I mean, more than that, I mean, 30 years ago, my uncle, he's like working on his truck. And he goes, I was like, I love Rush Limbaugh. He goes, that's control. Let me go there, freaking running, kidnap kid, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever. And he would be kind of like pieces and stuff. But then, the whole point is that now you see all that stuff in the news. That's all real. I mean, it's all confirmed now, but it's like people can't believe this stuff.
No, because it is hard to believe. I mean, if you think about it, you know, a few short years ago, we thought Disney made kids' films.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you thought. And you nobody really believed that anyone could steal an American election, the whole election. No, not possible. And nobody thought, you know, there were a lot of things that have been, that have come out. I mean, look at the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Are we're really this far into Jeffrey Epstein and still no one has been held accountable? How is that? How many children have to be trafficked, before people stand up and do the right thing? It's disgusting.
It really is. But it's all coming to a head. The good news is it's being exposed. How do the globalists get out of this crisis they're in? Another pandemic, nuclear war, I mean, a civil war they're trying to start. I mean, they're already doing all this. They're trying to start all this. It's like a kamikaze mission. They're trying to hold not just when they're threatening to nuke Russia, folks, they're trying to hold America hostage. That's what this is.
Okay, here are the obvious things, right, that are already on the table, right? So first and foremost, I think one of the most important things to acknowledge is that they have underestimated the American people. They really don't understand integrity and honor and commitment because they don't have any. So they expected a long time ago, I think the average, you know, we're here in Texas, right? They thought that the average veteran, or law enforcement officer who's retired or even active duty out there, that they would snap long before now and that they would, you know, that they would rise up and
they're trying to attack.
That's right. And what they sadly underestimated the oath that these people take and that when you take an oath, they actually mean it.
But they also know you can't just snap at low level. They're not awake. If everybody wants this war, you got to have targets. And anytime you try to pick targets, it's all surveilled. They use that against us. That's why we have to culturally information war devastate them. And then we win everything else. Stay right there. You're absolutely right. This is key. Laura Logan. Wow. I knew she'd be great in studio. And it's amazing. This is a real treat. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Because for me, I mean, I'm a big fan forever. I think everybody knows who Laura Logan is and how amazing she is. But it would take days to even research all the cool stuff she's done. At Laura Logan on X, be sure and follow her there. LauraLogan.locals.com. And she's with us. She said she'll stay until Salente's on with us in the fourth hour. So we've got another hour and 20 minutes or so with her. She's very, very gracious and amazing lady. But I want to clarify because I'm really stressed out, having a lot of sleep, and been rarely in my life been at this point, just of stress. And I'm only saying that because people can tell I'm a little stressed. That's fine. And I kind of just say things, and then I think, oh, that didn't sound right. I'm going to be clear. My uncle didn't say anything bad about Rush Limbaugh. I'm sitting there while he's working on a car going, I love the Republicans and I love Rush Limbaugh and I love all that. He goes, yeah, I used to be like you, but then I found out how bad things are. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, the stuff I did for the government, all the rest of it. Cause he was one of those guys that was like, after Vietnam, secretly in Army operations, like in the CIA. And I didn't learn that until he was dying. He told my mom even more, of the stuff he did. And, So he was the guy that when they said, hey, that $50,000 is for you, he took it in Vietnam. They did all the stuff they said, and then they put him in charge of stuff, and that was, the rest of it. So he wasn't saying Limbaugh was bad. He was saying, oh, no, the Republicans are just as bad. Because Reagan, he said, didn't know, but he was like in communications. So he was like the world champion. He was like 14. He was the youngest person, like 8 years old, with a ham radio operation. He was like world champ for a while at Morse code. And even back then, they still used Morse code for like really key messages to the White House and the Pentagon. So he was like sending these things on Morse code, these secret codes that nobody could get. And he told me all this when he was dying, which I knew he was the world champion Morse code guy and all that. But my point was, only reason I tell that story is he was just saying, no, the Republicans are just as bad. And then I didn't get the next level of it until later, what he knew was going on. So I wanted to clarify that. But you were making a really key point when we went to break about how they're losing, how they're desperate. And I get what you were saying, but it was so critical. Go ahead.
Well, you asked me, what are they willing to do? What are the things that could happen? So I said, let's look at what's already on the table. So it's been very obvious for some time that they've been trying to incite a false flag event. And I think what they have seriously underestimated is that when an American takes an oath, whether they're a soldier or they're a law enforcement officer, that's a very serious thing. And there is honor is real. Honor and loyalty and commitment, and integrity. These things are real. They're not real to the globalists because they'll do anything to hold on to power. They'll do anything to win. And they don't understand that the average American who signs up and puts on a uniform is not going to take up arms against their fellow Americans. They're not going to violate the Constitution. They will die to uphold the Constitution. And I spent more than a decade on battlefields watching people actually bleed and die for those ideals. And so this is not something that they just say. I mean, these people, they truly do not understand what loyalty and integrity and honor are all about. They think that anyone can be bought because they have a price. They don't understand that, there are people who actually are willing to die for principle. And who are not going to surrender ever. Not
and by the way, I'm not correcting you. I think you're right. It's beyond that. You can't sell out. It's not even they're willing to die. They can't sell out.
It's not in their DNA.
You can't do it. It's not even a thing of like, they can put a gun to my kid's head. I can't do it. I can't do it.
No. And so they have underestimated that, and they have been trying. If you look across social media right now, it's very, very obvious. I take a breath before I repost a lot of things because you can see the incitement constantly. It's constant incitement. And I say to people, anytime something triggers your emotions, think about it for a moment because that's what they want you to do, respond emotionally. So that's one thing. You can see that they've been trying to incite, a false flag event. They've been trying to incite people with relation to the border or whatever it happens to be with the Trump trial and so on. Then on the other hand, there's all the talk about bird flu, avian flu, another pandemic coming. That has just failed miserably in every direction because now doctors who were caught, blindsided last time, they're not going to be caught again. And you have credible doctors like Peter McCullough and many, many others who are saying, oh no, you can treat avian flu, you can treat bird flu, and here's how you do it. So people have gotten ahead of that narrative. And this is what they hate, right? Because when you live in the world in this battle space of information warfare, when they anticipate what the attack is going to be and they get ahead of it, it fails over and over and over again. So
by the way, this is the most important thing ever said in 30 years because you're crystal. I'm not just kissing your ass. It's true. literally, they hate it because if we get ahead of it, none of it works. They've got to have, they can't have us there seeing their operation because we're smart enough to see the pre-programming. If we have that, it's game over. It's like knowing a chess player's plan before he does it.
That's exactly right. So, you know, one of the things I didn't understand when I went on Fox News and they asked me, Fauci says I'm science, you know, so if you're criticizing me, you're criticizing science. And I just said, what was true was that doctors and people, some of them from across the world, many of them in the U.S., had said to me they don't see Fauci as science. They see him more as Dr. Joseph Mengele because he is the embodiment of evil to them and because he has been responsible for the death of millions and millions of people, not just with COVID. Read Robert F. Kennedy's book and do some research yourself. NBC News was one of the people that showed
how Fauci... By the way, I have issues with Kennedy, but his book is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And, a magnum opus.
And it's just the tip of the iceberg. Look at Fauci and HIV and his role in the HIV virus. And people don't want to address this, but I am a South African. I was born and raised in South Africa. And I reported on this. I stood in the graveyards on a Sunday night when they would dig rows and rows and rows of graves for the babies that they knew would die of HIV that week. How many millions and millions and millions of people died? And not only that, what did they
do? That's because it was race specific.
And what did they do with AZT? Exactly what they did with remdesivir, right? They created a drug that they said was treating HIV. It was not. It was mimicking the progression of AIDS, of HIV, and people thought their loved ones were dying of HIV and they were dying from AZT. And whose fingerprints are all over AZT? Dr. Anthony Fauci. So this COVID wasn't his first rodeo. So when people talk about this, I mean, I was told over and over again by doctors and scientists and others who said that Fauci will go down in history as one of the biggest mass killers ever to have walked the earth.
And by the way, this is so well known that when I was a kid growing up in Dallas, all these FBI agents and army colonels and people would come over to the house to see my dad, who did whatever he did. He never told me any of it, but it was pretty obvious when I was a kid what was going on. And my dad was obviously in charge. But they were just sitting around the table going, yeah, it's really wrong. They're doing it to the Africans, you know, hits the receptors, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. We're not going to get it. This is just crazy. So there was one version. They've got viruses that peter out quickly. So they hit them with the first virus that actually did kill blacks. And then you're right. Then they brought in drugs after to make money to then kill everybody else. But it was a first phase, second phase.
Alex, Dr. Anthony Fauci conducted medical experiments on black and Hispanic foster children.
That's on record.
It's on record.
In the 90s, it was in the New York Times. Tell people about that. Go ahead and tell people about it.
Yeah. I mean, it was reported by the New York Times. It was reported by NBC. It was, I mean, all across mainstream and legacy media, where you're actually taking foster kids, some of them babies, and you're carrying out medical experiments on them. I mean, I don't understand how anyone can look themselves in the mirror, call themselves a real journalist, and give Fauci a free pass on that, especially in this day and age. It's just unconscionable to me that you would take foster children who are the most vulnerable of all. You know, and I mean, I'm a mama bear. First and foremost, I'm a mama bear and I'm a journalist. Those are the two defining things of my life. And you're going to take foster children who don't have a mother or a father to fight for them and protect them. And you're going to subject them to that. And then all these years later, the rest of the media is going to say, well, we're not interested in that. We have no curiosity. We're just going to give Fauci a free pass on that. He's a horrible little man. Okay, it's, you know, that
well, look,
five times
oldest
son,
arrogance
sad
of him,
man.
He could win Oscars playing an evil person because he is evil. I mean, I've never seen a movie character that could act that evil. He's a literal evil leprechaun, an evil gremlin. I was busy with other stuff yesterday, but when I got home and spent time with the family and then they went to bed at like 9 o'clock, I stayed up, which I shouldn't have done, but I couldn't sleep anyways. And I finally went home last night and watched the whole hearing. And it was just him, he's like just a crouching predator. Ian McDermott playing Emperor Palpatine is like the most amazingly evil person. And I was watching Fauci, this is better than Ian McDermott because this is real.
How many children, How many children dropped out of the education system during COVID? How many kids were the victims of domestic abuse, beaten to death at home because they were trapped in a house that they couldn't escape? What has happened all across the world and in Africa? You know, when I was at, during COVID, I was on Fox News every day, and I reported this at the time. I said later, when people are dying of poverty and people are dying, you know, kids have no future because they were left behind during COVID. No one's going to be reporting on them. Nobody's going to be keeping a body count. Nobody's going to be honest about that. And that's exactly where we are today. And the fact that these people expect to get some kind of amnesty, Fauci and all the others around him got rich during the pandemic.
By the way, I totally agree, guys.
Richer than they were before.
We've got to show Fauci. I sent you like 15 Fauci clips. Just find one where it's close-ups of his face because, I mean, great actors like Christian Bale can play a psychopath, but it's nothing compared to this. I mean, if you look at his face.
Because it's the real thing.
It's the real deal. Like this. Yeah.
It's the real thing. You know that song by Five Times August? He's a fellow native Austin.
Yeah.
Also in Austin, Texas. Sad little man. That's what he is. He's a sad little man.
He has the Napoleonic complex. Like I was like, you know, 5'11 when I was, you know, younger, but I've got a shrunk. So I'm like 5'10. I don't care that I'm 5'10. If I was like 3 feet tall, I would already feel strong for where I am, but I don't get this thing with little guys, this Napoleonic complex. He's got it.
Well, and you know, after I said what I said, the point that I was trying to make about getting ahead of the narrative. No, is about, I don't know, 5 or 6 days later, I read an article that the head of the EU was talking about. She said it was time to discuss forced mandates for the vaccine in the EU and that we needed, you know.
By the way, there's a new Fauci clip he did in an interview that I'd never seen that came out. They played in Congress where he says, oh, we're going to make them all take it.
Yeah.
And the host is like, yeah, we want to do forced mandates. He goes, that's right. We will.
But Alex, you know what's key about that? What do you have to do to get forced mandates? You have to dismantle the Nuremberg Code.
Exactly.
And so
explain that.
So the Nuremberg Code, why was the Nuremberg Code, why was that written? Why was that made into law? It was because of Dr. Joseph Mengele, because he was one of the most evil people ever to walk the face of the earth. And what he did in those camps, what he did to Jewish people was absolutely unforgivable. And so the Nuremberg Code was written so that people like Dr. Mengele were never ever able to inflict so much pain and suffering and hatred on anybody else ever again. So in order to have forced mandates in the EU, right, Europe, of course, where so much of this happened, in order to have forced mandates anyway, what would you have to do in Europe? You would have to dismantle the Nuremberg Code. So when I made that correlation between Fauci and Mengele, I did not know what they were planning. I did not know that the head of the EU was going to make a public statement, you know, roughly a week later, saying that this is what would have to happen, that you would, that it was time now to discuss forced mandates. And so I inadvertently got ahead of their narrative. Right? And they don't like it when you do that. You're not allowed to do that. They trotted Fauci out on CNN and all his, you know, typical propaganda shows going and saying, well, you know, and this idiot, you know, she compared COVID to flu. What did they come out later and say? COVID was pretty much like flu, right?
Well, notice there was no flu in the world.
Yeah, it disappeared.
Because
isn't
they had
amazing?
To call, because there was no real stuff going on in the first year. Then all the death starts after the shots.
Yeah. It's just incredible.
Well, what do you think MTG, and they tried to shut her down yesterday. She did a great job of it, but they were interrupting her constantly. I mean, she just nailed him. She's like, he funded directly, as you know, the study of hundreds of beagles having their larynxes removed because the workers didn't want to hear them begging, and they chained them down and put a flesh-eating maggot screw worm on them for a week, eating their whole face and brain. Sorry to say all this. And she's like, why do you do this? What's the science? It's not. It's about seeing if the scientists will do it. And so I'm just going to stop there, but I had family that was involved in the secret medical stuff. And they figured out early on and got out of it, by the way, that it was to see what they would do. It was not like, we're doing a study here. It's like, you torture a dog to death, which the SS, by the way, make them keep a dog for a year, German Shepherd, you love a puppy, and then you cut its head off. Okay. So, but this is way beyond all of this. And I told you this stuff. My family's really upset. I'm not going to tell you. The point is that in the medical system, before you become a medical director, you're actually put in college into the CIA or one of the other groups, and then they send you to cancer research facilities, and then you literally inject and kill people just to see if you'll do it. I mean, that's the entry level. So Fauci's like, this is what he's thinking. He's like, what, one of our training systems torturing dogs to death? He's just like, what's dogs got to do? Dogs got to do with what we're talking about? It's got everything to do with it. So what do you think of what she said?
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, she impressed me from the moment she held that press conference, a couple years back, where she confronted the media and she stood there and, you know, and she is one of the few people in Congress that consistently stands up and takes a beating and doesn't budge, right, on principle. But when I look at her, I want to know, where's the army around her? Where's the army of congressmen?
I think she ought to be the vice president. I love her.
Well, I don't make political projections because I'm just a journalist. But you know, what's frustrating to me about this, the American people, yes, they need this hearing, but what they need more is accountability, Alex. And, you know, Representative McCormick, he also did a good job yesterday because he's a medical doctor who was treating people from the beginning to the end. I just feel like, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene should not be alone in this. She should have people to her left and to her right. You know, we should not be at this point.
And I'll say this, where are the men? It's great to see wonderful, smart women like you guys fighting, but where are the men? They're off playing Peter Pan.
Well, and not all of them. There are some good ones.
But I'm saying, you know, I'm talking about the men
Scott
that are.
Scott Perry, you know, Matt Gaetz.
No, there are a lot of wonderful men. I'm just saying most men are on the bench, sitting there with their thumb up their ass.
And where are the governors?
Yeah.
Where are the governors? I'm sorry, but they are missing in action.
Well, they're playing it safe because they're scared. They ought to be more scared of this thing succeeding.
Yeah, so that says coward. So they're cowards. I you asked me, where are we in this moment in our history? Well, this is it, right? We're playing for keeps now. That's what we're playing for. This is it.
Well, give us our marching orders. Look right on that camera, you amazing creature.
If you think your money's going to protect you, it's not going to protect you. If you think your influence, your power, the people that you know are going to protect you, it's not. It's, you know, it was never about Donald Trump. That should be obvious to anyone with an open mind and an open heart. Use what God gave you. Use your brain. Because if you can't see that after Trump, once they get rid of him, they're coming for you. You know, I think it was Brezhnev, right, who said, the former Soviet leader, who said that what the communists don't know is that they're going to be lined up against the wall and shot when they're done with them. It's the same with Antifa.
They always get rid of the group that brings them in. That's a fact.
They always do. So maybe it starts with Trump and then it goes on to his supporters and then it goes on to this and then it goes on to that. But they're coming for you as well. And, you know, I hear really smart people saying, well, the Americans aren't going to let that happen and American politicians aren't going to, the American military is not going to let that happen.
They have a normalcy bias.
Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? Okay. When you've got people, you know, in the U.S. Navy wearing high heels with their uniform, this is not the image of
a strong
military.
It's a mind control ritual. It's not just a humiliation ritual.
It's a mass delusion.
Go ahead.
It's a mass delusion. Yeah. And they want you to participate. And I'm not participating because as opposed to, you know, the narrative is that I'm crazy. You know, you're the crazy one. Okay. You think there's 54 genders and you can change your gender as many times a day as you want. You're the crazy one.
No, we can stand.
Alex, I got to give you this one. I talked to a firefighter the other day. She was fantastic. She said, when I'm treating people, you know, because firefighter, paramedic, she said, I got people in emergency situations and they want to give me pronouns. She says, I look them straight in the eye and I tell them, look, you can call yourself whatever that you want, but I'm treating you, you're a girl and I'm treating you as a girl. And if you want to live, you can choose. You can live or you can die. But in my world, in emergency medicine, you're either a boy or you're a girl, and that's it.
Well, that shows the insanity. Well, we can put you and your husband up there on the camera, and you can see he's a man. You can certainly see, you know, he's a man, you're a woman. It's ridiculous. It's a test to see if you're in the cult. Cults always want you to just agree to something that's ridiculous.
It's a mass delusion, literally the whole world. You know who said that? Hunter Biden's psychiatrist said that to Tucker Carlson in an interview, and I just thought it was brilliant.
They'll repeat that. You're right.
Yeah, because he said they've created a mass delusion and they want all of us to buy into it. Climate, the world is about to combust. Oh, the idea that you can't eat meat. Wait, you can't eat beef. You can't eat cattle are poisoning the earth. What?
They've got to get you to accept illogic because they're about to get you to do a bunch of horrible stuff.
You are insane.
Yeah.
If you actually believe that cattle are poisoning the earth and we have to get rid of all farm
animals.
Plus,
we now have 60, 70 years of satellites. We have satellites from the 60s till now. So that's 40 and 20, 60 plus years. And it shows all the coastlines. And they haven't moved up one inch.
Ask any geologist. Any geologist, they can tell you because they can measure in the rocks up to, you know, thousands and thousands of years that the earth has been warming and cooling every 200 years since it began. How long have they been keeping temperature records? A little over 100 years.
And that's the 200 year cycle, and there's a 12,000 year cycle, and it's...
Yes, it's just nonsense.
And it's all the sun.
It's nonsense.
And then they argue that the UN passed a revolution 5 years ago because a bunch of scientists came out and said, look, it's the sun drives 99%. And they said, no, the sun has no effect on climate. What? All there is thermal vents from the original heat of the earth left. All other temperatures, the sun. Everything.
You can take your nonsense. You can shove it where the sun don't shine. I'm not doing it. It's a mass delusion. It's complete and utter. It's made up.
There is thermal heat from magma, and there is the sun. And then there is fossil fuels we can burn for heat. That's it.
I'm not doing it.
It's a fact, though.
Yeah. And by the way, what does it take to make every electric car, every battery? It takes fuel, oil, and gas. Okay, and what is oil? Oil is a renewable because oil is actually...
It's regenerating.
Nothing is closer to the earth than oil. I mean, that's what is regenerating all the time. So don't tell me that this is the evil and the scourge of the earth that is destroying everything. This is exactly as God created the earth. I don't have a desire for power. I don't have a God complex. I don't need to live forever. I'm not looking to die, and I'm definitely not suicidal. Just want to get that on record yet again. However,
but you're not scared.
No, and I also don't have this God complex where somehow I have to live forever. No, I'm quite okay. They have convinced us with our superheroes and everything else that our human frailty is a weakness. It's not. It's a
gift.
But
you are an eternal spirit.
We're all eternal spirits.
I don't want to get into it, but I mean, it's
we're all eternal
100,
spirits.
Because I'm like, I have all these incredible dreams that come true and stuff, and I don't question God, and I'm not going to, notice they don't make fun of this stuff because they know it's all true. I literally have this thing happen since I'm a kid, but now it happens like all the time. Like, get up out of the bed. Because I don't leave my phone in there and go to the, you know, go to the bathroom, go to your sink. It's 4 a.m. This is happening a bunch. I'm like, okay, yes. And I'm like, sure enough, it's 4 a.m. And guy goes, now you're thinking you just randomly guessed that. You got up 45 seconds ago, start counting down from 15. So by the time I follow the order, it's 12, 11, 10. And right when I hit zero and I make sure it's like bloop, 401. I'm like, whoa. And it's like, yeah. So when I give you orders next time, I want you to listen to them directly. It's beyond the military. We're like, follow orders. It's like, follow them instantly. So I'm in here last Friday, and the guards I've known for years, most of them, they're nice guys. I just see what kind of weirdness in his eyes, and he's like, he wants to tell me something. He goes, and I literally go in my office, and I go, they're going to shut this down today. So I start calling, and then my people go, how did you just find out? We just got word of this. They're going to shut you down at 9 o'clock tonight. They're bringing in more guards. So I walk over, and they got the other guards are going to go, hey, what time is the other guys coming? He goes, yeah, it's weird. You know what's going on? More are coming in tonight. And it was literally God. It wasn't me. I'm not superhuman. And but God, right before this happened, a couple weeks before, was like, half the time I would ignore it in bed, or it's always the one I've been sleeping. I guess because I'm not thinking about anything, God can really get the transmission in. But that's magic. That means God's real. I don't tell that because, oh, Alex Jones is, you know, incredible. No, I think we all have that. I think we have some of it, everybody. And God was like telling me, I was like, what is this? And you did this like 4 times in 1 week. And God goes, literally, like, you say it's your brain. No, it's like, when I give you directives, I want you to absolutely execute. Follow my orders now. Do you understand?
You know what's incredible to me? They want to say that anyone who believes in God, what is Yuval Noah Harari, the craziest
psycho? He goes, I don't believe in God yet. Stay there. Laura, we got to go to break. They're hard satellite break.
It's fake news, Alex. You know what's crazy? They think all of this created itself.
We're coming back to you. We got a hard break.
That's what's crazy.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Relied on women and whiskey.
Chase my You're going to be hosted for this 5 minutes. I'm going to go grab some documents here.
5 minutes of my life.
Oh, my God. I want to show this whole show. Shit, you can be here every day if you want. Laura Logan, the amazing Laura Logan, is here. Some stations don't care this 5 minutes. I want you to host later, too. But just take it away with what you were saying earlier, and then we'll continue on.
Well, the point that I was making is that today, you know, there are a lot of people that will say if you believe in God that it's fake news. There's Yuval Noah Harari, for example, the Israeli professor who's an advisor to Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and a few others. And they have used science to try to convince people that the idea of free will doesn't really exist, that every decision we make is the result of a certain number of possibilities, random possibilities that are then, you know, compared to data and decisions previously made, and that you're not actually acting out free will, you're just acting out one of these possibilities. And that the entire concept of God is fake news, which is interesting because these are the same people that say that they are on the verge of aspiring to godlike status, right? That they're on the verge of becoming gods, because what will they do? They will defy aging. They won't ever age. They will defy death. They want to live forever, and they don't want to die. And so at the same time, they can become godlike and become gods, and yet we're supposed to believe that God doesn't exist. And they posit the entire concept of faith as proof of insanity. Well, I would say to you, isn't it more insane to believe that everything around you created itself? That, that everything on the earth is completely, you know, it's just a product of energy. And no one can really answer the question, even those who believe in the Big Bang theory, of what really created the Big Bang in the first place. So, I will say though, I don't really know how I got into this position where I'm hosting the Alex Jones show while he's in the bathroom. I think this is the definition of being dropped in the grease. And, or as his producer said to me before the show, you can always expect a few curveballs with Alex. So here we are. So since the question that he asked me before he ran from me, I'm going to give him a hard time when he comes back, is, you know, what can you expect? What can we expect over the next few months? Because this election is obviously historic, right? People say that all the time, but we're on the verge of massive changes. If the globalists get into power, they have not hidden the fact. I mean, another thing that Yuval Noah Harari says is that in this revolution, right, unlike the Industrial Revolution, humanity is really the product. And we see this every single day because our data is more valuable than anything else in the world. And this audience probably knows everything that I'm saying already, but I'll lay it out there regardless. We are, you know, when you're sitting at a poker game and you're wondering who the mock is, that means you're the mock. And this is the poker game of our lives. And so the globalists, really, the people who are facing accountability, they have everything to lose, which means that they will stop at nothing. They will stop at absolutely nothing to prevent accountability from happening. And so that opens up the world of possibilities. And I am not an alarmist. And as I have said many times, I am not a prophet. I'm just a journalist. But we know that there has been a pathetic attempt to reintroduce another kind of pandemic. And when I say pathetic, I don't mean that bird flu or avian flu is not a dangerous, that isn't potentially damaging to your health. I just mean that we're not playing the same game. You know, we've been to this rodeo, right? And so this time we know, and there are treatments out there. There are doctors out there that are telling you what you can do about it. Look at Dr. Stella Emanuel. Look at Dr. Peter McCullough. There's many others. So, when you look at something like that, bear in mind that bioweapons are not a weapon of choice very often because they're hard to control. Right? And so they don't want to unleash Ebola if they don't have a way to survive Ebola. So bioweapon is one thing. A false flag event is another. Oh, he's coming back. And then what else are we looking
at? We gotta go to break. Keep going. We're back in 60 seconds. Laura Logan, stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the amazing Laura Logan is with us, and she's got the floor here. I just want to hear more what she's saying. You were saying some incredibly heavy thing. You're right. There's an old saying, you can't fool or con an honest man or woman because we don't operate like that. Now, you might behind the scenes cheat us or do something bad, but we're not into scams. We're not into, you know, but the left, it really is the left-hand path. It's Satanism. And that's where it comes from, the French Revolution. We go, where does left and right come from? Well, that was always thousands of years ago. You've got God on the right. You've got the left is the secret path, you know, the satanic, the sinister. And so that was the French Revolution, the first kind of modern communist system. And so it just repeats of Satan's plan, the same play being run over and over again, just with, you know, new, more high-tech systems. And they really are the losers. They're the ones that bought the con. They're the ones that are now up against the wall. They're the ones the whole world's waking up to. It's happening. But to me, it's very horrifying at the same time, has a lot of satisfaction because when Yahoo News and AP and all the major newspapers, London Telegraph, are saying, okay, there is massive new death. Looks like it's the shots. What is that? That means so much, and so much goes into that. And
you know what that is, Alex? Hmm. That's the narrative, the false narrative, the lie that was created is crumbling because it doesn't have any legs. It's not real. So, you know, my mother always used to say that when you tell a lie, you have to keep telling more lies to keep it up, right? Because otherwise it just disintegrates. And so the COVID lies disintegrating. I mean, the Russia collusion, you know, Trump is a Russian spy, you know, Putin is Trump's handler. That lie fell apart. Hunter Biden's laptop is not real. That lie fell apart. I mean, by the way, one of the big ones, Ashley Biden's diary is real. She's admitted it now, and nobody's talking about
it. And it was real back then. There was an FBI report then, and they always knew it was real.
Yeah, and they know it's real.
And that's how, talking to psychologists, that's how people that have been abused say it. They like, they don't want to say it. They go, I feel like my dad molested me. That's how it begins to say in the shower. I mean.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable that he just gets a free pass. And
it's unbelievably,
you know,
disgusting.
Here's one of the biggest deceptions that nobody talks about. Well, very few people talk about that probably will resonate with you. And you may have talked about it on your show. Operation Paperclip. Okay. So I'm just still trying to come to terms with the fact that
34,000 Nazis brought to the U.S.
Right. And, the bodies were not even buried in the concentration camps when those people were being given safe passage by the Red Cross, by the way, was providing passports. Why is the Red Cross providing passports? But
and the Vatican.
And they're being brought out with their families. They're being given jobs for life.
That's the rat line.
And by the way, the rat line that went through the Villa Kerry, which was John Kerry's family in mm-hmm. Austria. Right? That was one of the rat lines where the Nazis were going. So you literally have one of the worst events that has ever taken place.
And Madeleine Albright's family was involved, not in the rat line, but in like Soros, but at a higher level, Jews that would work with the Nazis to basically shake them down. That came out about her.
Go look at Soros with Steve Kroft on 60 Minutes in the days when it was doing real news.
Who says, the best time of my life. It was exhilarating. I feel no guilt.
Yeah.
What he did.
Yeah. And so, and you start to look at that. Look at Wilhelm Werner Jr. You know who that is?
Yes.
Bill de Blasio. Says he changed his name because he was molested by his father. Now, there's no way that you can know if that's true or not. But how many of these people, Tom Steyer, his uncle was a famous footballer for the Nazis. So, I'm just thinking
the
about-
The deputy prime minister, in Canada was her grandfather were top Nazis.
The one that brought the Nazi into the parliament?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's just
and they
great.
Did another Nazi standing ovation in the UK Parliament 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and by the way, have we just conveniently forgotten that the Azov Battalion, which is more like a division in Ukraine, that has the swastika as their flag.
Yeah.
And, you know, remember NATO posting a picture of a female soldier on Women's Day, and they had to change it because she had the black sun of the occult on her uniform.
Boris Johnson
was the
just
symbol
posed
of the SS.
With the Azov Battalion sign that was the Nazi rune for their Ukrainian forces in World War II.
You know, there was a lot of reporting about the Nazi associations of the
and that was
and
the rune for the Ukrainian forces under the Nazis in World War II, right there. And that's what they were.
Yeah. That you see the sun behind it? That's the black sun of the occult, which was the insignia of the Nazi SS.
That was their secret high symbol.
The Nazi SS. And where were they headquartered? In Western Ukraine. Because after they invaded Ukraine, that was the headquarters of the Nazi SS. So we don't want to talk about that. You know, we don't want to address the Nazi nature and roots. And why did Alan Dulles, when he was head of the CIA, why did he protect the Nazis of Ukraine from the Nuremberg trials? Why were they never held accountable? And why, when you have one of the worst horrors in the history of the world, you know, it was just unfolding what people were finding out what was really happening inside the concentration camps. And at the same time, the United States is bringing the people responsible to America, putting them across the U.S. government, giving them safe passage along with other countries. Have you ever read any of the Finders documents that have been declassified? Go ahead and read them and you will see that they were fighting over which Nazis they could have. You know, and the Italians were saying, well, we want this guy in the CIA. And, you know, we'll say, I remember there's one paper I read. It was an American general and he was arguing with the CIA. They said arguing for why these two Nazi leaders needed to be given safe passage to the U.S. And they said, well, they helped negotiate an end to the war. And this U.S. general said, you know, as I recall, we won the war on the battlefield. We actually won the war. You know,
what they wanted was all the secret money the Nazis had hidden, and that goes into the Bushes and Brown Brother Harriman, and he was Bush Senior. Prescott was one of the head guys there. So
they were funding the Nazis.
It just goes on and on.
Yes, it was U.S. banks.
By the way, for those who don't know, they had the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings after World War II. This was all confirmed. It's not on the news.
Go back and look. Look at there's a documentary, Skull and Bones. You can find that. I think it's on Amazon. I'm not sure, but you can find that online. Skull and Bones. It's done by, I think, a Dutch filmmaker. And they show some of that original footage. Go back to, there's another one, that was on Amazon. It was a series. Look at the actual footage in the 1950s during the McCarthy trials. Look at on the floor of Congress, how many senior U.S. leaders admitted to being avowed communists. And then look at what Hollywood has done to whitewash that whole history. And ask yourself this, why on almost instantly, the moment the Nazis were defeated in the Second World War, the Russians, who had been our allies in defeating them, overnight became our enemies. I mean, you start to wonder, you really start to feel when you look at the history and you actually go back and look at the testimony of people who were living through it and the evidence that exists, and you start to feel like we've been lied to about so many things. And I know that's what your show has been about.
No, it's decades. Totally true. And the public reason when it came out was, and on the surface, it's part of it, is we need to stay behind networks that the Germans had in Eastern Europe and then counter the Soviet. But they put Nazis like Wernher von Braun and all of them, but not just that, over 20 federal agencies. And then it came out that the
they helped establish the CIA.
Klaus Barbie, the SS officer, was an unofficial section chief in South America for the CIA.
Now, you just explain this to me, because I have lived through war. Okay, I spent 5 years living in Baghdad at the height of the violence. I lived in Afghanistan. I spent year after year after year going there.
Wow.
And I do not understand, because I never saw anything remotely on the scale of Auschwitz or anything that happened during the Second World War. I went with a Catholic priest who investigated Hitler's policy of total annihilation in Eastern Europe. I went with him to some of those villages where they massacred every last living
Jewish
person.
Well, that's right, because the communists were so oppressive. All those Eastern Europeans, when the Nazis rolled in, thought they were saviors, but instantly turned against them when they started just killing them.
And you think about all of that going on, and you took the leaders, you took the people responsible for that, and you protected them, and you put them in sensitive national security positions across your government, and you lied about it. And when, by the way, that was declassified, when the documents now exist, silence?
Yeah,
nobody cares about it. I do not understand that to this day.
Yeah, it's so surreal, the stuff I know just separately about this, not from news or anything, but just from family stuff in Texas, that it's just amazing. It's and how big it was, how much of it was going on, because people don't know, like in Time magazine, Hitler was Man of the Year twice. They would play him on the radio, and they would have English, the media was saying to people in the 30s, support Hitler.
Yeah.
So our own media was backing that. And
by the way, can I just say this nonsense that Hitler was some great orator? I mean, the SS was there, the brown shirts were there, and if you didn't, you know, cheer and do everything that you had to do, you died.
And the Germans had been under the Versailles Treaty, it was wrong, so they were really pissed off. But yeah, absolutely, it was all a manipulation.
Yeah, and there's so much manipulation in it. And what kind of history were we taught? You know, what kind of history were we taught? And even worse, what kind of history is being taught today? You know, General Mike Flynn, this is going to, as if I'm not going to be attacked enough just for being on your show, they're going to go absolutely nuts when I say this now. Because the one man they fear as much, if not more, than Donald Trump is General Mike Flynn. And so, but one of the things that he says is the first thing that he would do when he got, you know, if he were Trump, when Trump gets back into office, is get rid of the Department of Education. Just blow the whole thing up. Right? Because if you want to talk about information warfare and this being an undeclared war that we're in now for the mind of the American people, you know, much of it starts with the Department of Education. So before you even look at the FBI, I mean, they made that stupid movie Civil War, right? Was there a shaping operation where they try to you know, manipulate the information battlefield so that if Trump ever got into power and starts to, you know, hold the FBI or the DOJ to account, then they can say, oh, look, you see, we predicted that this maniac was going to do
and
this,
and then
right?
All the crossfire hurricane,
yeah.
And again, I'm no rocket scientist. Mm-hmm. I knew as soon as he was nominated, and then I saw what started happening around me, and then I went and said, let me see what Obama's doing. It wasn't just that the Defense Authorization Act that had a couple billion bucks in it to finance stay-behind networks in the media and the government and the system to attack Trump and do this. There was a bunch of other stuff I found. And then, of course, everybody around Trump knew that, or most of them did. They were scared to say it. Most of them weren't operatives, but they were scared to say it to get targeted. So, like I said, I was telling Trump all this and warning him. And then as soon as he discovered, he started listening even more. That's why they went ape against me. But I wasn't that smart of a guy sitting here in Texas. Anybody can go research this and know this. But now, that's why they're so scared, because Trump does know about the networks, and he is going to remove them when he gets in. Just, you know, fire them. It's not a purge where we take him to a FEMA camp.
They're going
to
kill him if he doesn't. And his whole family. I mean, that much is obvious at that point. Look at what they're doing to him now. I mean, has any man in history ever had more indictments for more kangaroo courts than that man does now? It's ridiculous.
Exactly. The left's been very arrogant, though. In a 30-minute Google search, folks, he can check all the way down to the lowest levels around him. These people are all identifiable now. And it's simple. He's allowed his executive to fire all these people. There's not a purge. We're not shooting anybody, any of that. That's what they want. We just get rid of them.
Yeah, it's something else. I mean, you said the Google word, right? Which is like that's the embodiment of evil.
Yeah, exactly. Because they said they weren't evil. So continue wherever you want to go. I've got 1,000 questions, but state of the media. Let's talk about Trump. Wow, $250 million since last Thursday. So in like 6 days or 5 days, $250 million, and that's yesterday's number. I haven't seen the new one out. So on Sunday it was $200 million. Yesterday it was $250 million. This is unprecedented. They're all little donations, basically. This has got to be panic in the deep state.
I think a portion of them, a huge amount, are small donations, and then there are some bigger donations as well. I think when Eric Trump, one of them, came out and spoke about it, he said that some of it was small donations and some of it was bigger donations. But regardless, it's historic. There's no question about it. I mean, first of all, you've never had a former president that's been treated the way Trump has and convicted in these ridiculous trials that where nobody can even identify, nobody can even articulate what he's supposed to have been guilty of. It's quite shocking. But when I said to you, Alex, at the beginning that the lies are falling apart, this is further evidence of it. You know, if this were 5 years ago, if this was 2016, this would be when people were afraid to even say that they supported Trump or that they voted for him. This would be very different. Look at what you have now. People know, because in 2020, remember there was that map released which showed all the people that had donated to Trump. This was meant to kind of, you know, shame people and target them and intimidate them and basically bully them into not supporting him. Well, think about how far we've traveled from that now. People are saying he's been, you know, so-called convicted of a crime, and I don't care. I'm voting for this man anyway, and I'm going to take my hard-earned dollars and I'm going to donate them to him because this is how strongly I feel about this. And that's a paper trail. When you donate money, everybody knows that's a paper trail. I mean, look at
you're signing the Declaration of Independence when you give money. And people are like, oh, we better not do it. Now people are like, screw it, I don't care, I'm all in. That is the John Hancock moment.
Yes, that's what they've done. And if you think about it, look at January 6th, where Chase Bank and others were closing people's bank accounts. Look at what has been done all across the country. People are not stupid. You know, this is one of the things I really took to heart that I learned in my time at 60 Minutes. I would hear people all the time, journalists and colleagues, complaining all the time that, oh, the audience is so stupid. Oh, the audience is so dumb. Oh, we've got to explain this to the audience. And I remember my boss saying, never underestimate the audience. When we would have a screening and there would be something, he would say, why did you do that? You know, don't underestimate your audience. And I thought about that, and I realized he was 100% right. You should never confuse.
And by the way, 30 years ago, and it's got worse since then, 60 Minutes would expose major hospitals killing people and selling their organs. Like, there was still some journalism.
Yeah.
The deep state didn't have full control, but I would say they had 80% control of corporate media. When Trump got elected, that caused a panic, more global. I'd say corporate media is like 99% control now. I mean, they fired or removed every good journalist.
You just have to look at what they're producing on a daily basis. I mean, I'm sure there are still some good journalists there, but what they lack is courage. You know, if you're a moral coward, then it doesn't matter how good you are at your job.
Well, who was that ABC News reporter, another really smart, funny, beautiful woman, but I forget the clip, obviously they're filming before they go live, so some intern.
About Jeffrey Epstein? Was that one?
Yeah, exactly, and so she's like, what's her name? Amy Robach. So
yeah.
The reason I say she's got real sociopathic issues, at least from the clip I saw, I don't want to judge her by one clip. She sits there and talks about, oh my God, they're trafficking kids, women, it's terrible, it's horrible, everybody knows, blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm really upset. That would have been a big story.
Yeah, what she said was that she would have been first. It was her story. And they didn't let her report it. That's what she was upset about.
So she only cared about her, not kids being trafficked.
I know. It's just incredible.
You're not thinking about all these kids and people? You're thinking about you didn't get the story?
Right.
Again.
Because that's what matters in that moment. Yeah.
Well, I see people like LeBron James, and he'll say, well, I'm not going to stand up for this group of people. That hurts me. They all think they're like an island. No. Like if I was a reporter and I knew there was child trafficking going on, I would expose it. I don't care if I get fired. If they fired me, I'd go somewhere else and do it. But again, it's her. She's like, yeah, it would have been really great for me. I'd have been first.
Yes. But,
wow.
You know what, Alex?
She's now an accessory.
Okay. But I'm going to say something else about that. Okay. Because you're not wrong. However, most people are not leaders. You can't ask every person out there to be an outlier. What we are lacking is people to stand up and reduce the cost of standing up. So when you have, you know, all these people.
Exactly. When there's more leaders and more people that they have more targets, they can't. Sorry, I'm interrupted.
Well, what I mean is there are a lot of people out there who have the ability to reduce the cost of standing up. If you want whistleblowers inside the FBI and inside the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice and so on, if you want them to stand up and do the right thing, then you have to support them when they stand up. You can't let, Tarik Johnson, Capitol Police whistleblower, one of the only people who stood up and told the truth about, about many things on January 6th, whether you agree with everything he said or not.
If we celebrated him and carried him on our shoulders like a war hero, which he is in the info war.
But where is he?
Would come forward.
Where is he? Working for a furniture removal company, struggling to pay his mortgage. He's not the only one. Stu Scheller, who stood up and told the truth about the Afghan withdrawal and echoed the sentiments of many, many soldiers and many more veterans. Hmm. Where is he now? You know, where are the people that are willing to put their money where their mouth is? I'm sorry, but on the conservative side and the Republican side, there are a lot of people that are just hiding under their desks.
And that's the thing, Laura. I'm not just saying this because you're an amazing person. I'm a big fan. I am. Everything you say just nails it, because that's a point I should make more often, and I don't. And it's highly important for you.
Ask everybody to be a leader. Everyone to be an outlier.
But we've got to mobilize behind them and celebrate them.
Yes.
And that's one of Trump's.
You can do that.
Trump's talking about pardoning the Silk Road guy. Fine. That's questionable, though. The way they screwed him was wrong, so he should be released. But, Julian Assange is a hero. Edward Snowden's a hero. Trump needs to get behind them. We need to, because that's what's going to save all of us. You're right. We've got to back the whistleblowers.
Yeah, if you want people to stand up. And also think about this. You can't just mock people all the time for wanting the safety of numbers, because it's part of our DNA. We are herd animals, and we know there's safety in numbers. And so what you're asking people to do is to strip away all of these layers. Now, we are in, we're in pretty desperate situation right now. We stand to lose everything. So this is the moment. If ever you were to find your courage and your ability to act in the presence of fear, this is the moment to do it. But there are many, many different ways that you can do that. If you have a company, give someone a job. You know, if you have expertise, if you're retired, you help somebody. There's
and that's
many
what the left does. They
do.
Reward their little scoundrels. We got to reward the good people.
We've got to stop punishing people for telling the truth. We've got to stop punishing people for having courage. We have to stop punishing people for being willing to stand up and give up everything. And we have to start standing by them. And we only have ourselves to blame. If I'm a journalist, and I've been very critical of the media, but it's my responsibility as a journalist to help fix that. So that's what I'm working on. I'm trying to build the press club. I'm trying to, build my own show and organization that can bring in other journalists and share what I learned.
You're not talking about yourself. You should. How do people get behind you, all the amazing things you're doing? Tell people about it.
Well, I have a show, The Rest of the Story, with Laura Logan, and the first season was about January 6th. We have other seasons planned. One of them is on child trafficking, interfamilial trafficking, satanic ritual abuse. There's a lot involved in the child trafficking realm that deserves real investigation. Real investigation and honest journalism and courage, right? Because we have to take this out of the dark and we have to take it out of the realm where it can be dismissed as conspiracy and disregarded, and we have to stop being honest about who we have become as a society when we allow these things to happen, never mind excusing them the way that's going on with so much of the politics behind this today.
Right? And how do we get behind the amazing things you're doing? Because, and I want to come back from break.
I'm on X.
You're on X.
I'm on X, and I'm looking to launch my own platform on lauralogan.com, lauralogan.us. That's coming soon.
That's beautiful. I also want to talk, when we come back from break here in just
God
a few
willing.
Minutes, about, because I always, when I, because I've never been a big mainstream media person that's consuming it, but I would always see you, and I'm like, well, that's a very beautiful woman, but that's boring just by itself. But I was like, well, the things you said, the genuineness of it, the reports were so powerful. I was a big fan. I remember sitting there watching you with my grandfather. He thought you were amazing. And I want to talk about you when we come back, the process of your awakening. Because, I mean, you were always a great reporter trying to tell the truth, but as long as I've gotten older, I'm 50 now, I just get more and more knowledge, more and more knowledge, more and more knowledge. And now you're like one of the smartest people out there when it comes to understanding things.
Well, I don't know about that, but I try.
I watch your show all the time. I learn stuff all the time, but most shows I don't.
Thanks.
So believe me, you are. And I know you're a humble person, and that's important, but you need to realize you're doing a really great job. Laura Logan, ladies and gentlemen, in the twilight of InfoWars, in studio with us. You can't stop us! Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Biomineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I've always been impressed by Laura Logan, and she's even more amazing in person. And it just lets you know God's real. Because, I mean, Melania Trump, just incredible energy. And Laura Logan's got that energy. I never met Marilyn Monroe, but I feel like I have today. And I'll be completely honest. Your husband's a very blessed man. But even more beautiful than is your soul. And I'm kissing your ass because it's true. I mean, you are amazing, and it's just so crazy that the best part about fighting tyranny is, whether it's men, women, whoever it is, the people that hate evil and fight tyranny have courage and they have light in their eyes, and it's just, we're different. And that's why this is the best job in the world, because I get to know all the best people. It's crazy. Have you ever felt that same thing?
Mm-hmm. I really have, especially because, you know, over 16 years, I was the chief foreign correspondent at CBS, and I was a correspondent on 60 Minutes, and I met a lot of people in that time. You know who's like that too, who's got that magic, is Bruno Mars. I met a lot of famous people, but he's a good man. He is a good man and brilliant at what he does.
You know Tucker Carlson, right?
Mm-hmm. I love Tucker.
He's like a young Santa Claus.
He's fantastic.
I've hunted with him and done other stuff with him outdoors, and it's like, people see all that jovial stuff. It comes off as real, but you go, God, is that really? Mm-mm. It's more powerful in person.
You know, I'll tell you something else about Tucker that people don't talk about. He's a great dad.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great dad, a very loving, very engaged father. And, you know, brilliantly smart. I mean, just really brilliantly smart and brave. I have a lot of respect for him.
One of the things I'm most proud of, he said this on air, is he thought I was a horrible person 15 years ago, and then he was naive, he said, you know, because he was projecting his own goodness on people.
Yeah.
And then his kids, when they were in like junior high, would show him clips of Building 7 and stuff, and me, and he goes, well, that's not the Alex I heard about. And then about 10 years ago, he said, I want to come meet you, I want to go to dinner, I want to hang out. And he apologized to me here like 10 years ago or 12 years ago. It's time flies 12 years ago. I'm not trying to brag. It's the thing I'm most proud of is that Tucker said on air that I was instrumental in his awakening in the last decade. And that's precious to me, because I want him to be 50 times bigger than me. There's no competition. And it's just, he's got some big announcements next week. I'm going to leave it at that. But this is just magic. And I get to know you. I get to know Tucker.
Well, yeah, I've got one for you. So I, not so long ago, maybe a year and a half, ran across your escapade into Bohemian Grove.
I remember you sent me some text about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was like, wow. That's fascinating, you know, because it's a similar kind of thing is that I was like, you were way ahead on that. I mean, years and years and years. That's not a small amount of time.
But people think it's me. It's literally the Holy Spirit.
I understand.
And I say that because people don't, God's real. God literally, most of the time when I was younger, I didn't listen. The few times I listened, it was to victory. Now I'm finally like, now I just literally do what it tells me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they're scared, is they knew if all of you start following it.
You just got to get out of the way.
You call your conscience, your conscience. It's not, that's God. That's, you're being told the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
And God will give you intel to see around corners.
I spent a lot of time being very angry with God. I was, you know, especially because I was on the battlefields in Angola and Mozambique and the civil wars then, and from when I was very young, and of course growing up in South Africa, witnessing the violence then under apartheid, that really sort of, you know, forged my soul. My soul was forged in the fires of agony, really, in Africa. And the pain that I felt for the suffering of the people around me, you know, was just unbearable. Even as a little girl, my mother used to say, the problem with you, my girl, is you got your bladder behind your bloody eyeballs. Because, you know, it was painful for me. I couldn't even bear Christmas to think about, you know, all the kids that had nothing. Or that were alone, or that were, you know, cold, or, you know, it still pains me today. So I didn't understand how could God, if God was real, how could God allow this, suffering, especially on the innocent, and people who didn't deserve it, and people who labor their whole lives and never ever, you know, and never ever improve, right? They struggle forever until the day they die.
By the way, I've learned that's Satan's main attack. Is that we're good people, but then we blame him. No, he gave us free will.
Well, that's the thing is, it comes down to free will. It's when you realize that principles are absolute. And I think that pain that I have always felt all my life when I witnessed suffering or even thought about it is just a fraction of God's pain.
That's what God said, exactly. I'm expecting you to, you're my instrument to fix it. I'm in more pain, exactly.
Yes, much more pain. I learned this from a man who spent years undercover in what he calls the global cult, right? He infiltrated the Middle East faction and fascinating person. And one of the things I wanted to know from him was, what is this thing with children? You know, why? Because it's
hurting God. You've said this. In fact, repeat that.
Yes.
I'm interrupting. I've watched you say it. Repeat that.
Well, he said to me, cause I said, you know, when I was trying to understand it, he said, you're looking at it all wrong. You're just approaching it the wrong way. He said, you have to think like they think. And I said, well, how do they think? And he said, for them, it's all about God. So you can be mocked for believing in God. You can be, you know, they can try to make you a domestic terrorist because you're a Christian, and you love your country. But he said the way they look at it, they look at everything through the lens of God because it's all about a war on God. And when we're born, you know, that's the moment because we're created in the image of God. That's when we're closest to God. And so the more pain and suffering they can inflict on God's children, the greater the victory over God. And everything for them is about a victory over God. And so that really...
That child is a nerve ending of God and the potential of God's plan. Guys, pull up Viggo Mortensen, The Road.
God wins.
With Robert Duvall. Pull up the scene real quick. Just type in Robert Duvall, The Road. He's only in a bit part. And he looks at the child, because everybody's dead, basically. There's, you know, 90% of the world's dead. And Robert Duvall goes, the fact that your son is still alive, that's God. He's not saying the boy is God. He's saying that's God in this desolation, is the children, is the future. And that's the thing you have to understand. That is the potentiality of free will and the future, which they're attacking. And what you said is so incredible. That's absolutely right.
Well, that's really the difference, right? I mean, we do have free will. So I expected God to intervene. When people make a terrible decision, I wanted him to intervene and stop that suffering. But that principle is absolute.
God is, I am here.
He gives you free will. He has to
leave. I am intervening with you. Exactly.
It has to be absolute. Because principles mean nothing if you just pick them up and abandon them. You know, my friend Jewel said to me once, the thing, she said, principles are just bumper stickers. If you don't stand up for them when it counts. And that's true. They're just bumper stickers.
Satan gives them a thrill when they're hurting a child, dumbing them down. You know, it just goes in a spectrum, cutting their breast off, cutting their genitals off. I mean, think about what we're doing. Think about what we become.
There's an entire genre of pornography now called hurtcore, which is sadistic pornography, which is all over the dark web. So why is there no accountability?
See, I've never gone on the dark web.
I haven't been on the dark web, but this is well documented.
No, I've read the reports. I read the FBI stuff they don't put in the news, but it's public, and it's like 20 men raping a 2-year-old boy and then blowing his head off with a 357 Magnum?
Or more. They do these rapes live around the world.
Slit their throats.
And the other thing, some of them like a blood show, Alex. So when they rape a child to death, they want the oil baby. They want them to bleed as much as possible. So they cut certain veins and...
Well, it goes back to a Black Sabbath. They torture them and then get all the hormones of the pain. And it's real.
Well, and of course, you know, the moment you talk about that, they're going to be taking clips of it and saying, well, there, you know, they go on their crazy stuff. But this is well documented. And what I want to know is, where are the big tech companies, the computer companies, the people who own those servers where this is stored? Because Ericsson, for example, has the contract to store for the National Child Exploitation Hotlines in more than 150 countries. So they're storing child pornography in 150 countries. These things that are on the dark web, they exist. They move along physical infrastructure. They are hosted on physical servers. This is not something that just goes, they called it a cloud because they want you to think that it goes into the ether and it disappears.
No, they've got it.
But it doesn't disappear.
They want to deny responsibility, by the way.
Someone has it. Someone controls it. Why don't we hold these people to account?
I agree. Keep going. Did you guys find the road clip? So it's just the road, Robert Duvall. How long is it? Yeah, it's hard to end this interview because I love what you're doing so much. I don't want to waste our time. Let's start the clip. Hopefully it starts at the part where he says it, but let's play a few minutes of what she's talking about from the amazing book that was made into a film. Viggo Mortensen's a listener. He's come on and talked about it. Here it is.
That little boy. You see your little boy? Your son?
Hmm? Yeah. What does he look like?
I don't know. I can't see real good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you see me?
No, I can tell somebody's there. Yeah. Good little boy. Yeah. Okay, time for you to go to sleep.
No.
Yes.
Good night.
Go to sleep. Good night, Sean. See that, can't you? I saw that boy. I thought I'd died, and he was an angel. I had a boy one time of my own. I never thought I'd see a child again. Never thought that would happen to me.
He is an angel. To me, he's a god.
But I hope it's not true. To be on the road with a last god like that would be nothing but a dangerous situation.
What happened to your son?
I knew this was coming. This was something like it. There were warnings. Yeah, some people thought it was a con. I always believed in it.
Yeah. You try to get ready for it?
What would you do? Even if you knew what to do, you wouldn't know what to do. I suppose. You were the last man left alive.
How would you know that? that you were the last man alive.
Well, I don't guess you'd know it. You just beat it.
Maybe God would know.
God would know what?
God would know what? If there's a God up there, he would have turned it back on us by now. And whoever made humanity will find no... No, sir. No, sir. So beware. Beware.
Do you ever wish you would die?
No. It's foolish to ask for luxuries in times like these.
Gonna die and you don't care.
You care enough.
That's enough. You just brought that up. Somebody made that point. I hate to burn the time I got with you on that, but we got like 10 minutes left. It's so great to have you here. What else you want to add to folks?
Well, you know, you asked me about sort of my journey.
And yes.
There's two things I want to say. Is number one, I really want people to understand I don't do my job differently today than I did when I was at 60 Minutes as a full-time correspondent or, you know, when I was leading the evening news at CBS, except that we are held to a higher standard now because we're scrutinized. I mean, as you've seen, people, they can say whatever they want and they can report things that are wrong and they get the Pulitzer Prize for it. And they do it year after year and they never apologize for it and they never correct the record. And that's not the standard that I work to. So if anything, it's made me better. That's number one. But number two, I would say that, I don't know, have you seen the film Into the Light, Mike Smith's film?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Okay, so Mike Smith did Out of Shadows. He's a famous stuntman out of Hollywood, an amazing man. That was an extraordinary film, Out of Shadows, banned all over the place and unstoppable, right? Millions and millions and millions of views. And Mike did another film. He approached me about doing this film. I'm in Into the Light. And one of the things that he said, you know, he wanted to demonstrate how you have all these three-letter agencies on one side, whether it's CIA, NSA, and so on and so on. And then what do you have on the other side of that? You have CBS, NBC, ABC, oh, more three-letter agencies, right? And I could see that because William Paley, who was the original founder of CBS, you know, he was a former naval intelligence officer. And so you can find those links, right, easily. One of the things that Mike said to me when he was interviewing me, was about another pillar of that I hadn't considered, which was the agencies that represent you, right? Because everybody's got an agent. What do you have there? CAA, UTA, and so on. More three-letter agencies. So in a sense, you know, your agent operates almost effectively like your handler because they're guiding you, telling you where to go, where not to go, what to do with your career, what not to do, you know, when you get into trouble.
Because it'd be too obvious to have the CIA directly approach most people. It's just your agent is really being told what to do.
Yeah, so that was one of those moments, you know, for me, where I realized it wasn't that, you know, I've been a journalist for more than 35 years. That's a long time. And I do most of my reporting firsthand, right? If not all of it, everything that I possibly can. But what you realize, it's not that what you saw wasn't real. It's not that what you did wasn't real. It's just that you were used.
Like you said about the guys in the CIA and Army Special Operations, all of it, they're Boy Scouts incrementally being manipulated.
We're all being used.
And there's a point you finally get it. You're like, I'm not used anymore.
Yeah. So I'm 6 months pregnant. I'm in my office at CBS in Washington, D.C., and my phone rings, and I answer it, and it's Jim Axelrod. I've never spoken to Jim Axelrod in my life. David Axelrod, sorry, not Jim.
Yeah, the Democrat
David
Party Axelrod. Leader.
I've never spoken to him in my life, and he's like, hey, Lara.
Head of the DNC at the time.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Lara, how are you? And I'm like, this was, what, 2008, right? So this is before Obama was elected when he was still a senator, and I had just moved to Washington, D.C. from living in Baghdad. And so I'm like, hey, and he said, how would you like an exclusive with the boss? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, well, he's going to Afghanistan and, you know, we'll give you an exclusive. And, you know, of course, I'm so stupid. I think it's because, you know, I'm a great reporter and, you know, I have a lot of credibility from the battlefield and this is why they're turning to me. No, they're turning to me because at the time, Obama had no foreign policy credentials, Remember, he was a senator. The one place where they said he was weak in the campaign was that he had not, I think he'd been on one trip abroad or something. And they used me to give him, they used the credibility that I had from the battlefield. That's why they chose me, not because I was such a great reporter, but because they figured that that was beneficial to their campaign. So 6 months pregnant, what do? I fly out to Afghanistan and I interview Senator Obama. That's a funny story if you want to know.
Tell us, please. Keep going.
Well, I was 6 months pregnant, like I said. So I wanted to time it. I had to pee at just the right moment because I knew that they were going to be strict on you. You got so much time for the interview. And so I waited until they said he was on his way over and I raced to the bathroom and I just.
You got to pee a lot when you're pregnant.
There's a lot of pressure on your bladder. Yeah. So I just sat down and I heard his voice and I was like, so then I was like, okay, well, I'm committed now. There's no getting out of this. And so I hurried as quickly as I could. And as I ripped open the toilet door, he was right there in front of me. So I said, help.
So you're going to take a piss the whole time you're talking to him.
No, I had peed. So I said to him, when I opened the door, the bathroom door, I said, oh, you got to go? And he said, no, that's okay. I'm good. So my first words to the man who was about to become president were, oh, you got
to
go.
Well, she's not attracted to women, so it was okay.
Well, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd never met the man before.
No, I hear you.
And quite frankly, you know, after the Bush years and all the lies living on the battlefield, like I was ready for a change. I thought, oh, hope and change.
Oh, I was the same. I didn't back Obama, but I knew the Bushes and Republicans were evil. Back then, I was like, both parties are evil.
I thought nothing could be worse.
And I was thinking, nothing could be worse. And it was way worse.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what happened. You know, I mean, I couldn't vote at the time, but honestly, if I could have voted, I don't kill me in your audience, but I would have voted for him. I believed in him.
No,
he's
I get
a great
it.
Speaker.
He was promising unity.
Yes.
He did the opposite.
And he was promising honesty. And I was living on a battlefield and I thought we need honesty. You can't stand.
You were sick of the wars. Who knew he'd make them worse?
I had no idea. And actually, you know what? I had a very good source, an Afghan American, an attorney, an extraordinary man. And he went and met with some senior people in the Obama administration before they took office. I won't say the names out of respect. And he came to me after that meeting and he said, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? And he said, they're going to mess this up worse than the Bush crowd. I said, you've got to be kidding me. Please don't tell me that. And he said, I'm not kidding. And he explained it. He laid it out. I mean, he knew before Obama took office that they were going to get rid of Karzai, that they were going to, I mean, they started looking for the exits before he was inaugurated.
Incredible. It's so hard to end this interview. We've got Joe Salente coming up and, if you got to go, you got to go. I appreciate your whole crew being here. Can you do 5 more minutes with us?
Sure.
Amazing. Again, how people find you and all your great information?
Well, the rest of the story with Laura Logan on X and at Laura Logan on X. And I'm also on Wimkin. You know Wimkin?
I've heard of it.
Okay, so the good thing about Wimkin is, I mean, the amazing thing about them is they're kind of like a cross between Facebook and X. Founded by this guy, Jason Shepard, very nice man. When the January 6th Select Committee came after them for the data of all their users around January 6th, they refused to hand over that data. And they fought a pretty big battle with them. And they won it. They survived it. So it's just another example of here you have a tech company that's not sharing your data, that's not owned by the masters of big tech. And what do? They try to eviscerate them.
Absolutely. I remember reading about that.
Yeah.
We've got a few minutes to break.
I'm on Wimkin if you're interested.
Beautiful. I'm not plugged in 3 hours, and if I don't, I'll get a bunch of crap from the court, the CROs, which is just constantly plugged to keep this place going, which is true. Support InfoWarsStore.com. Great products there. You'll get the product shipped. I hope they don't shut us down right away, but the court will continue to ship it to you no matter what happens. So we can be shut down whenever, but you'll get the products. They'll just kick me out of here, and you'll get the products. They'll be shut down. But the court, the judge is not done what they wanted and says we're going on to the 14th. So if you want to get an InfoWars t-shirt, if you want to get a book, a film, a water filter, it's all in stock. It's all ready to ship. InfoWarsStore.com. And then separately outside this place is DrJonesNaturals.com. My dad's been my backer my whole life. He developed the supplements. He's a doctor. It's all there. DrJonesNaturals.com. Big specials. A lot of stuff back in stock. DrJonesNaturals.com. And again, there's Next Level Foundational Energy. There's all the Nano Silver products. There are the Kaba Chill, the Rocket Rest, the Top Brain Nootropic. They're all top flight products. People love them. DrJonesNaturals.com. That finances whatever's coming in the future. So support InfoWars. I wouldn't tell you to get it there if you weren't going to get it. No, still, even the twilight of this operation, you'll get it. But DrJonesNaturals.com is separate from this operation. And Laura, I follow you all the time and watch your clips and stuff. But have you written books? I imagine you've done. You should do some books.
I haven't. I haven't done a book yet. I always said that I'd get in a lot of trouble if I wrote the real story.
Well, but you can. You know this. You can get a great ghostwriter that just records you, and then.
No, I can't do that. I've always written my own work. You know, I was under a lot of pressure when I was at CBS to be on every show under the sun.
Oh, I'd imagine.
They would say, oh, we'll write it for you. You just come in and put your voice on it. And I never did that. I never, ever, ever did that. I've been a writer all my life. So it's not that, you know, so I just, I would feel like a fraud if I let someone else write it for me. No, I understand.
But literally, you can, not all ghostwriters are saying. You record stuff, you have notes, you give it to them, and then you look at it every day what they write and you change it. It's you. I'm saying you need to write a book.
I do.
Laura Logan and the Real History of the World. 2 minute break, 5 more minutes, and then you're going to go. I'm going to have Joel Lindsay on. This has been amazing. Thank you so much. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but a none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Well, I'm in here with an amazing journalist and just a real proof that God's real to make creatures this awesome. Laura Logan, we got 3 minutes left, and I got Gerald Celente coming up, who I love, and I just want to shake your hand and say bye to you guys. It's been a real honor. I've been such a fan, but people say when you meet your idols, watch out, you'll be disappointed. That's happened most of the time. It's been the opposite. You are incredible. Closing comments.
I think the most important thing for us to remember right now is that the one thing they want is to provoke violence. Mm. So they have the excuse. I think you've talked about martial law, you know, emergency situation, anything like that. We'll give those in power the justification and the excuse they need to come after everyone that stands in their way. So the one thing that I would do is I would commend people across this country and the people of your audience for staying true to their commitment to the Constitution and to principle. I would urge you not to waver, not for one single second. Know that you're not alone. Know that it's hard for all of us. We all have our hard moments, but principle is everything. And good is stronger than evil, and God wins. So don't be provoked. Don't play into their hands. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, do not play into their hands. Don't believe those people who tell you to stay away from the polls because your vote isn't going to count. We all know how they cheat. The fix is already in. They're already cheating. And yet the one thing they cannot account for is what happens on election day. They need time. They need time to cover up the cheat. And that is the establishment in both parties, the Republicans as much as the Democrats. And so it's up to each and every one of us to be vigilant, to stand tall, to be true. Don't be deceived. Don't be afraid. Don't surrender. Don't falter. And also remember that a much more famous man than me once said that courage is not the absence of fear. It's acting in the presence of fear. And so it's okay if you're afraid. We're all afraid sometimes. But when I look at my children, their future cannot be, you know, it cannot be what these people have in mind for them and your children and their children, right? It cannot be like that. We know the difference between good and evil. We know the difference between right and wrong. And as much as they try to deceive us, it's incredible. But people know when they hear the truth. It truly is incredible.
That's right. The incredible Laura Logan, please come back soon. You're in Fredericksburg, you're in Texas, outside Austin. We love you. So impressive. God bless you.
Alex, this is not the end for you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. The rot is real.
America is deliberately being destroyed from within.
I don't know if I'm tripping or not, but is that an upside down cross, bro?
As the expanse of the Western United States has finally been breached.
It's as if fentanyl is raining on our reservation.
That I'll do anything to help.
Marvin Weatherwax Jr. is a tribal leader here and says much of the drug activity on his reservation stems from Mexican cartels selling to community members and using their homes, often in remote areas, as distribution hubs. Profit margins soar the further away from the Mexican border you go. A single fentanyl pill that costs between 4 and 25 cents to produce in Mexico can be sold for 50 cents or a dollar in San Diego, and over $100 on some reservations here in Montana. 2 years ago, there were 19 police officers for the whole reservation. So they sued the Bureau of Indian Affairs asking for help, but no help arrived. They now say they're down to 7 officers. The Blackfeet declared a state of emergency 2 years ago after 17 people overdosed, leaving 4 dead in just 1 week.
The drug problem on our reservation, it's so serious that it's pretty much wiping out a generation.
Fundamentally changing the economy of this country. And everybody's getting a little worried about it.
Old Yeller limps ever forward, begging to be fact-checked as he barks one lie after another.
Over the last year, prices are down on everyday items from a gallon of gasoline to a gallon of milk. And folks are beginning to feel it.
Inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. Consumer prices are up nearly 14%. Gasoline is up 39.1%. And while an infinite number of illegals line up to receive Obamacare, the number of American citizens without health insurance went down by 4.2 million. Publicly held debt is up 13.7%, and the amount of citizens on food stamps has increased. Adding to Old Yeller's inevitable reckoning with the data, his main handler, Barack Obama, is reportedly panicking, begging Old Yeller to drop out while frantically playing musical chairs with his aides. Old Yeller hasn't just angered MAGA Republicans with vitriol aimed at millions of Americans free to vote for whoever they choose.
Democracy means rejecting and repudiating political violence. Regardless of party, such violence is never, never, never acceptable in America. It's undemocratic. And it must never be normalized to advance political power.
And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
Old Yeller has managed to anger disgusted parents, foreign dignitaries, minorities.
They're going to put y'all back in chains.
Democrats.
Get your work straight, Jack.
Independents and everyday Americans.
You are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you. Now, shush.
And I love people who say, the blood of liberty, or the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I didn't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. Well, and if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
He may have a dim clue that he's going to get what's coming to him from God Almighty before the Biden show drives off a cliff.
How involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No.
That said, Old Yeller's tenure has proven one thing. The compromised uniparty sex club known as Congress is ill-prepared to deal with the overwhelming sabotage of the highest offices of the United States from within.
So these parties are like, it gets hot and heavy.
Yeah, it's like an in-house thing. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
John Bound reporting.
The networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
All right. It was amazing having Laura Logan on, a fellow Texan. Incredible. Talking to her husband and their crew. That was an incredible 2 hours. I'm now going to interview Gerald Celente. He normally hosts this hour, but I want to be on with him right now in this critical time to get his advice. He's done worldwide bestseller, top trench forecaster. I see nuclear war. I see them trying to shut us down as a symbol of how deep things are and how close to the minute it is. Because you have to understand, they have no law to try to shut this down. The federal judge blocked them when they filed stuff Monday. They tried outside of law to close us Friday and Saturday. I had to physically stay here and do it as they gave false orders. And so, and the security private company I have understood that it stopped, but it's still going on. To me, that isn't about Alex Jones. And then all the people out there that said, oh, Jones is just saying this is a publicity stunt. The plaintiffs even did that yesterday in court and totally contradicted. They said, judge, we want him shut down now. The door's closed now. And they went, but he's crazy. Nobody's trying to silence him. Look at these headlines. We'll go to Joel Celente. Judge rejects call to immediately shut down InfoWars in bankruptcy dispute. Because they filed to shut me down. But they got through the people that are federally appointed. They tried it. Well, why would they do something so crazy and so desperate? And then I learned today it's going on right now again. Outside of the judge. This is not about me, folks. This is orders have been given from the top. Shut these people down. Were they going to assassinate Trump this week? I mean, the powers that be, not these people. They're just giving orders. Are they about to have a nuclear war? I mean, that's in the news. They're starting in like the next probably 48 hours bombing Russia with 2,000 pound missiles. I mean, those blow up whole apartment blocks. I mean, I'm 50 years old. I wasn't allowed during the Cuban Missile Crisis. That wasn't as dangerous as this. So look at these headlines. Judge rejects call to immediately shut down Alex Jones. AP. Sandy Hook relatives ask bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones' company. Immediately. Sandy Hook families ask bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones' media company. This is AP, Reuters, Independent, New York Times. Sandy Hook denier Alex Jones handed lifeline by judge after crying on InfoWars show. I just for a minute thought about the crew and just how epic it is and couldn't help it. I mean, it's not that I'm a wimp. It was the power of the resistance. It was like, let me tell you, I'm not the toughest guy around, but I never really lost a fight. When I start crying, it means you're about to, you know. It continues here. Judge extends InfoWars lifespan for Alex Jones' live stream meltdown. So he's extended my lifespan. I was going to be shut down, but it's not real. No, folks, under the bankruptcy law with an LLC, I'm the sole member. The CRO they appoint has to get my permission to fire, hire, anything. I could be running things. I was trying to be nice and was like, okay, well, I'm going to fire this person to that. Okay, I'm going to just try to get this thing done. And then it's like, okay, the security's going to shut you down. I go, you know that power. I had to literally explain it to the people who are not bad at being told to do this. I had to get lawyers, show them the law, and they go, oh, God. Then they said no, and now there's another thing behind the scenes going on. So judge extends InfoWars lifespan by 11 days. COVID vaccines may have helped rise in excess deaths. Yahoo. Wow, isn't it funny? That's coming out now. So, you know, there's those bombshells. So then you read the Daily Mail, though. It's got the transcript. I guess I had that stack here, but I moved it. The Daily Mail with the quotes of the court saying, Jones is insane. No one wants to shut him down. It's just all a hoax. Shed the literal Democrat Party operatives from Connecticut. And then they go, but we want to shut down right now, today. I mean, these people, I don't know what they think when they do this, like they're mind controlling us or something. And I'm not writing myself into this story because we got other big news to cover with Joe Celente, but he's a smart cookie. And I haven't had a chance to call him. Sometimes he advises me, you know, probably only a few times a year, but I'm like, I need to really get some advice. I'll call Joe Celente because he's a wise man. what do you make of this? I don't see this as about me, Gerald. I see this as some live coup that's going, or they were planning something and they want us off the air. Like, because this is hysterical. The judge says don't shut us down, and then the CRO that works under the judge appointed, but it just works in a random deal. He's doing things that aren't allowed, and now I'm learning even other federal groups that are involved are ordering a shutdown and trying to do it right now. This to me is not about me. Something's going on. Gerald, am I wrong, or what do you think?
It's about you, and it's about everybody else that doesn't swallow the crap that they want you to swallow. It's definitely about you and others. And
but what
again,
I mean is,
you know,
something big. They're really desperate. It's like a hysteria.
Well, again, you know, let's look at the facts. Every time I read anything about Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist, your conspiracy, it always follows your name when the mainstream media writes it. You mean somebody that doesn't swallow the lies and the crap that they shove down everybody else's throat? You're a conspiracy theorist? Now, how about everybody else? How about my friend Scott Ritter? Look what happened to him yesterday. He was going to do a talk over in St. Petersburg at one of the top economic conferences in the world. In the world. Whoop. Took him off the airplane and seized his passport. Right in front of your eyes. This is the America of today. Look, you know, you had Miss Logan on there, and she said they're going to promote violence. I agree with her 100%. As I keep saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. And just before I went on, you had that little clown boy, a guy out of his mind, dumber than crap in front of everybody's eyes, oh, and he's playing the role of our president. Everybody knows that the way it looks now is, you said, does the Obama gang want to get, the clip said, does the Obama gang want to get him out of there and put somebody else in? Because it looks like now, if they have an election, Trump is going to win. And again, I call it the way it is. I'm not a Trump fan, as you know. I just call the trends as we see them. So when all else fails, they take you to war. Because you also mentioned about how they're ramping up the talk of nuclear war. Oh, and by the way, Scott Ritter has been saying that. And if you go back to our Trends Journal, February 22nd, 2022, 2 days before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war, we've been warning about this. When all else fails, they take you to war, and the morons follow their leaders. Need any proof? This is ABC News, March 11th, 2002. Poll finds broad support for Bush. 6 months after September 11th, Americans are expressing enormous sustained support for the war on terrorism. Broad approval of George W. Bush's job performance and a swelling sense of patriotism that leads most to say this crisis has changed the nation for the better. That's how stupid people are. 82% approve of Bush's performance. Made the nation for the better. Hey, Alex, don't you love to get felt up when you go to onto the airport?
And the border is totally wide open, and they're not going to have a on planes. That was announced this week. But the illegal aliens should just spill across.
Yeah. So going back to what even more people, 88% of approve of Bush's handling of the war. Oh, hey, morons. Hey, 84% of you stupid little jerks. What a great Afghan war that was, huh? Longest war in American history. Only cost us, what, several trillion dollars? Oh, it's only your tax money. Get back to work. We want your money to go keep killing people. That's how dumb the people are. Are they going after you? Of course they are. They're going after everybody that speaks the truth and doesn't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouths. Oh, you have that little bureaucrat out there? That fake Fauci clown? You know.
By the way, I want to talk about Fauci. I want to talk about Fauci, but you've been a big high-powered lobbyist. You know, you worked for the bad guys, never really did bad work, you know, 40 years ago before you broke from them. But people go that are awake. It's so dumb saying they're not trying to shut it down. Why are they saying that? Because it makes it about, are they shutting it down, instead of it's wrong to shut it down. They just change the subject and make you have a debate about, are they shutting it down, when they're saying, we're going to shut it down in the same speech, but he's crazy, we're not shutting it down.
Again, freedom of speech has been stolen from us. Look at all the people that got wiped out of YouTube and all Facebook, on and on and on and on, for not swallowing the COVID crap. Look at it. Look how they're going to put that little clown lady as the misinformation expert. They spelling America wrong. It's A-M-E-R-I-K-A. It's the U-S-S-A, the United Soviet States of America. It's right in front of our eyes. They're going after you because you're the loudest voice out there. That's why they're going after you.
Gerald, I'm listening. Laura Logan's in here looking for her lipstick. I'm not kidding. So you just host the show. I'm going to help her out with her lipstick. Anyways.
Yeah, what she said, again, is they're going to promote violence. They're going to take us to war. There's no question about this. Yeah, you were talking about it before. They're sending in these F-16s with 2,000-pound these missiles, 2,000-pound bombs, to go. It's okay to go into Russia. Again, anybody with a brain bigger than a pea, and of course the 84% don't have it. And again, I want to make this clear before I go into that. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And your audience and the subscribers to the Trends Journal are that irate, tireless minority. We are true American patriots that believe in our founding fathers like George Washington.
Absolutely. But I want to be clear. I want to be clear, Gerald. Yeah, 22 years ago, that poll might even be real. But we have polls now of 80% against the Ukraine war. Even their spin polls are 60-something percent. People aren't as asleep as they used to be. They don't know how bad it is, but they're starting to wake up.
Yes, some are. But when they go to war, it changes like that. There, go back to a thing called World War II. Prior to the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor, 80% of the American people were opposed to getting involved in the war.
Same thing with the Lusitania. Absolutely. So what you're saying is the desperate deep state is publicly announcing in the next few weeks they're going to start with F-16s and 2,000-pound bombs and 2,000-pound giant cruise missiles that blow up whole blocks are going to start bombing Moscow. What are the Russians going to do, folks? This is the most insane shit I've ever... It's so insane, I can't even believe it, and they're on TV saying it. Like, within an hour of them indicting Trump, that was like the green light. They had Biden announces that, yes, we're behind it, we're going to bomb Russia, and the EU and Stoltenberg, we're starting bombing in the next 2 weeks. And I don't like to cuss because I got a big vocabulary, but holy fucking shit. You're supposed to talk like that when it's nuclear war. This is cuckoo, crazy, and it's not business as usual, folks. We've put up with drag queen story time and open borders and New World Order and all this, but we're not bombing Iraq now that's got 1960 Scud missiles. Okay, we are literally about to attack the biggest nuclear power in the world that says, okay, well, they even listed on Russian TV. We're looking to bomb this Polish city with a tactical nuke that's got a buildup of Western arms. We want the Poles to get out of that. And we're going to demonstrate this. Now, normally, you just go to full nuclear war. Anybody knows in world doctrine, it's not going to be tit-tat, test out. The Russians are like, we're going to test. We're going to blow up a Polish city that's got weapons in it when you attack us. And then we might hit Paris. And we might test a hydrogen bomb right on the border in Belarus. And so they're debating, do we blow up a hydrogen bomb around the border of Ukraine to show the world? Or do we just go ahead and blow up and the Russians aren't playing games. Like the Russians don't play games. So we are literally in end of the world scenario. I can't even believe we're saying this, Gerald. I'm sorry. I literally cannot believe this.
No, we are at that cusp. And again, there's going to be a false flag attack or something's going to happen. And the people, you know, I want to go back to the World War II. As I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. What preceded World War II, the great depression.
Yeah.
Google it up. Anybody listening, Google up Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets. Remember, what was it, December, what, 8th or 7th that they bombed Pearl Harbor? You go back to July.
December 7th or November, no, 1941, a day that will live in infamy.
So now go back to July and read this article. At a History Today mainstream, President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets in America. And he, the British, and the Dutch put sanctions on Japan that cut off 2/3 of their global trade and 88% of their oil.
And they just did this in the last month to the Russians. So they're following the same checklist of bloop, 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 bloop.
Now, do you know why they did that? Those dirty Japanese had the nerve to invade French Indochina. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Vietnam.
French Indochina? What the hell are the French doing in Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam? Oh, robbing their tin, their rubber, rape, pillage, and murder? How dare those Japanese go in there? Oh, and those dirty Japanese were only 800 miles away from the United States bases in the Philippines. What the hell are we doing in the Philippines? All right. After that happened, boom. Everybody followed the clown, may he rot in hell, FDR. Now, let's go back to the what's going on now with Russia. As we said before the war began, if Napoleon couldn't wipe out Russia after
stay
he
there,
left.
Stay there. We got the history lesson. History repeats and it rhymes. Gerald Celente, Trends Research. You've got several links. What's the best place for people to find your amazing trends forecast?
GeraldCelente.com or TrendsJournal.com.
The mighty Gerald Celente on the cusp of World War IV, CIA calls Cold War World War III, is our guest. Stay with us. And what can be the last broadcast anytime now? I mean, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. With the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm so focused on fighting the New World Order that I did 3 hours and didn't plug one time. And if we don't do that, we shut down. You're like, well, you're already shutting down. Well, it's a paradox. Without going into a 10-hour discussion of this, I knew we probably had a year or two. We went into bankruptcy. Even if they weren't planning to settle, it was a way to stall. Plus, I didn't have any money, you know, extra or whatever. So I was pushed the wall, sold my house, put it all in, did it all. And it was great. I love doing it. I'm not a loser because they're taking money from me. That was just extra money we had backed up, you know, for a war. It was like having canned goods down in the basement. So we're there. And there is Judge Lopez is a very fair Trump judge. He just follows the law. And he's blocked them a bunch trying to shut us down. So they panicked and literally said, shut it this weekend outside of court order or power. I mean, this is like, that's why I'm really concerned that these orders are going down. This is hysteria level. But there's a paradox. He could do a cram down. There's a lot. We've got some wiggle room. We could be here 6 months from now. I don't really see stuff out past that, but who knows? God's in control. But if I paradoxically tell you this is happening, suddenly orders go down to like zero at InfoWarsStore.com, then that of it in of itself shuts us down because we don't have a bunch of extra money in the gas tank. We're like a tenth of a tank, basically. Okay? So if you order something under federal law and the rest of it, the judges, we got a professional shipping thing in Denver. You're going to get it. It's all automated, our computers, our shopping cart. You can order the product on the 14th, even if the judge was to shut us down, they'll keep it open. I'll just be off the air. I'll be kicked out of the building, but that'll all still be shipped to you. They're not going to do that, okay? That's well known. So you've still got a very good zone to get an InfoWars shirt, to get a book, get a film, you know, any of the great stuff, Turbo Force, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. There's the Nitric Boost. It's so amazing. There's the next level, you know, products like Ultimate Fish Roll. It's the highest grade fish roll. It's so good for you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support that. Because, you know, 20% chance, 30% chance that we win this and pull a rabbit out of a hat because of God. Maybe it's higher. I should be trusting God. We could kill ourselves by, you know, not doing this. It's like you think grandma might die in 2 weeks. So, well, let's just stop feeding her. Well, she'll die for sure if we don't do that. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products. You'll get them. They'll be delivered. But separately, my dad, who's smart, he said, look, they're shutting you down. It's all rigged 2 years ago. And I said, Mom wants you to retire. And he said, no. And so he went and set up. He already had Dr. Joe's Naturals, the website, but he went up and set up a warehouse in North Austin and Round Rock and did all this. And it just sat there for 2 years. He spent all this money on it and lost most of the savings he had because he's not a rich guy. He was poor, but he didn't have that much money. He spent like $1 million putting in servers and warehouse and people and buying all this product and everything. And my mom's like, why are you telling your dad to work? And why are you got him doing it? I said, Mom, it's not me. And he was like, no, Carol, it's not me. I got to support my son. And my dad's a great guy. I do think for my son, too. But it's at the same time, like, you know, your dad's trying to protect you and saying it's, you're going to get shut down. You're like, Daddy, stop it. I can do this myself. Well, actually, here we are. Daddy was right. DrJonesNaturals.com has all these incredible products, like Next Level Foundational Energy and all the Nano Silver products and just all this patented incredible stuff. And my dad's a doctor, you know, all this stuff's there. And it's critical in whatever juncture there is him as a sponsor to whatever comes next. Okay. So my dad was right. And he literally drafted himself into this. And my mom is never mad at me until this last few years because, you know, she sees him killing himself and doing all this work and everything going to it. But he was right. Now big orders are coming in. He's going from being, you know, basically almost bankrupt himself to building back some of the money he spent on the infrastructure. So we're not even back to what he spent doing this, building an escape pod. It's like my daddy, literally, I'm 48 at the time when he did this. I'm 50 now. And my daddy's over here. He didn't even tell me about it at first. Oh, your dad's got this whole warehouse and all this stuff. He's doing this for you. And I literally screamed at him. I said, I never do. And he just started crying. He said, I love you. I got to do this. So the point is that this is important, folks. You got to support us at DrJonesNaturals.com. And my dad was right. And he drafted himself. So go to the great products. And I love my pop. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com for now. That's great. We hope we save it. But this is definitely separate. This is a sure bet. DrJonesNaturals.com. And I'm crying now, Gerald. I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to leave now. And I love you and I appreciate you. But these are epic times. And thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, everybody, listen to what Alex just said. You know, put your money where your heart is. And they have this great summer kickoff super sale. It just arrived and you get 40% off. Alex is going to stay on the air. He's going to fight. He's a real fighter. And so are the people that are working for InfoWars and how hard they work. So do what you can to support them because they're doing everything they can to support you. And that's why I believe in InfoWars. You know how many people can't stand me because I'm on InfoWars? And Alex, you know, use the word, you know, F, you know, that's proper language. F you, don't tell me what to do. You know, that's situational language. It's proper language. They teach in.
Yeah, when you're fighting for your life, if somebody's trying to kill you, that just comes out. Exactly.
Exactly. You know, I'm a Napolitano, grew up in the Bronx, you know. I was a premature baby. My brothers all are 6 feet. My father, my sister's 5'8", 5'9". And I was the smallest kid. And one time I'm about 6 years old. I come home crying. My father says, what are you crying about? I said, I got beat up. He said, you don't come home crying.
My dad did the same thing. I came home 11. These three bullies that were 14, 15. For no reason, like, black my eye, busted my nose. My dad said, next time you fight harder. And I'm not proud of this because I went overboard. But about a year or so later, I saw the same guys. They messed with me, and I beat the living shit out of them.
That's right. And, again, I became, as you know, I had my own school. I taught close combat for many years. So when somebody is threatening you, and I've been threatened before, and I've been fights over here, it's, you know, don't F with me, man. Don't you. Who are you? And it gets even a lot worse than that. So it's proper language when they're doing this to you. And they're doing it to Alex Jones, and they're doing it to Scott Ritter. They're doing it to everybody that speaks for the true spirit of America. I was mentioning before, once upon a time, there was this guy by the name of George Washington, a real man, a real president that fought, not draft dodgers like the rest. Across the Delaware, yeah. His farewell address, do not become involved in any foreign intelligence.
I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but let's go back to George Washington. A mountain of a man who is all self-made, who did incredible exploits, and then in literally over 100 battles led from the front, and at Trenton, they had 1,000 at first Prussians shooting at him, and they literally said they couldn't hit him, and they didn't know why. It was like the bullets were going around, it was God. I mean, they got freaked out. And the Prussians wrote, yeah. They said it was like a god was in front of us. They like literally shit their pants. But that was God literally put a force field around George Washington. At 4 a.m. attacking, what was it, 10,000 Prussians with like a third? I mean, the guy, he was incredible.
Yeah. And his farewell address is telling the American people, I've read it on your show many times, not to become involved in any foreign entanglements. He said, don't love a nation, don't hate a nation. If you do to either one, you're a slave to them. And basically, this crap has been going on in Europe and these other countries for thousands of years, and we're not going to solve it. And now it's screw you, Washington. I'm out of my mind, Biden, BS Biden. Five draft deferments during the Vietnam War. Five. And his last one was, I got asthma. Oh, yeah, but he bragged about what a great athlete he was. All of these little clown boys, little Lindsey Graham, he couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Did he come out of the closet yet? Oh, but he loves war. Anybody that supports wars overseas, go over there, put on your military drag, go fight, go send your money, send your wife, your kids, your transgenders, go over there and shut your mouth. So going back to what I was talking about before, and I want to get into the economy after this, is going back to defeating Russia. Napoleon left Poland with 420,000 troops in 1812 to attack Moscow. Came back with 10,000. Once upon a time, there was a cat by the name of Adolf Hitler, launched Operation Barbarossa, killed some 25 million Russians. John F. Kennedy's speech, everybody should listen to it, June 1963, June, July, August, September, October, November, Jack, you're dead? Yeah, that Jack Kennedy. Speech to the graduating students at American University, all about peace, and talks about the Soviet Union. He said, these are very advanced people, technologically, culturally, scientifically. He said, these are fine people. We shouldn't hate them. He said, they suffered more than anybody during World War II.
He was a hero himself, so he knew.
Yeah, and he fought wars, so he hated them. Like Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, warns the American people not for the military-industrial complex is going to rob the nation of the genius of scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children.
And he was a World War I war hero himself, a tanker.
Yeah. So the people that really know war hate war. So what did they do? So Kennedy says that the Russians lost their land, their farms, their factories, their homes, the equivalent of Chicago East, and that if we go to nuclear war with the Soviet Union, this is 1963, life on Earth will be destroyed in 24 hours. That was then.
Now it's 24 minutes. Yeah. Now it's 24 minutes.
Yeah, and won't it be wonderful to come out of your bomb shelter? Wouldn't life be beautiful? Look how life stinks after the COVID war. It's dead now, everywhere around here, 9 o'clock at night, dead.
And New York City, it's like a paper cut compared to nuclear war.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Look at the difference, how life goes down. It'll be hell on earth. But again, I want to make this clear to everybody listening. Do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. I believe in Alex Jones. I believe in their staff. I believe in the information that they put out. They put out the facts, and then they talk about what the facts are saying. Oh, you can't disagree with what the government's saying. So again, they got this special going on right now, the summer kickoff, summer super sale, because we need to keep InfoWars alive, because they're trying to kill truth. Truth and justice used to be the American way. So do what you can in the true American spirit of keeping InfoWars alive. Because if InfoWars dies, we go down with it. Because there aren't many places to go where you can get what they got. You know, I want to mention something, Alex, that no one's talking about. Oh, by the way, and to make this 100% clear, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. What did Adolf Hitler say? No, that was William J. Casey. the CIA guy. How about this? For the truth of stupidity, the truth of being an imbecile, the American people don't believe anything until they see it on television. Richard Nixon. And I used to be on television. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning America, blah, blah, on and on and on. They don't like me because I wouldn't swallow their crap. And that's why you need to support InfoWars. And again, they got this great sale going on now.
Gerald, I appreciate you pointing that, but shifting gears, why do you think they're so desperate to put Trump in prison, get me off the air? Something big's coming. I think it's the bombing of Russia they've announced.
Do you ask a murderer why they're a murderer? Do you ask a thief why they're a thief? These are mentally deranged people. Who with a mind bigger than a pea could look up to two little clowns like Chucky Schumer? No. Maybe you're like little Mikey up your you-know-what Johnson. How about Lindsey Graham? Adam Schiff. How about one clown after another? Why don't we take a trip around the world? You like that little Cazzone Macron with a peck of the size of this in his fake hair over there in France that wants to send troops into Russia? Maybe you like that Sunak clown. Oh, I married a very rich girl. Don't you know who I am? Look at the jerks running the show. Why do you ask an evil person why they're evil? These are evil, demonic people. End of story. All they care about. Oh, again, don't believe me. We talked about Eisenhower before. Any man seeking the office of president is either an egomaniac or crazy. So there you got it. And that's what they're going to do. I want to mention something that's very important that no one's talking about. And one of our top trends in 2024, banks are going to go bust. Today, barely got reported that this bank, Axos, A-X-O-S.
It's a huge bank. It's huge.
Yep. It's going bust. And the reason it's going bust is because of all their money in commercial real estate. Here, go to Castle Systems, K-A-S-T-L-E-S Systems. The office occupancy rate in the United States is about 50%. 50% from the COVID war. Their office buildings are going bust. It was one of our trends that we forecast in May of 2000 when they forced people to go home and go to work at home. Now, a guy that has 10 stories in a building and got people in cubicles, he doesn't see them anyway. Yeah, work at home 2 days, two or three days a week. Come in. I don't need all this space. They're going to be foreclosed. Now, the loans that the people took out to build these office buildings, they're interest rate loans. The interest rates have doubled since the time they took out these loans, and now they don't have the tenants to get the money to pay their loans. There's going to be defaults. Go back to last year at this time. You had a little earlier, Signature, Silicon Valley Bank,
Regional bank. So they bankrupted it on purpose. They pulled the rug out. They're cutting out the fertilizer, the food. They've planned this collapse. Where are we in the collapse, and how bad is it going to get?
It's going to be the worst in history of the world, part one and part two. Again, three banks went down last year, Signature, Silicon, and First Republic. It brought the equity markets way down and gold prices way up.
And it drained the FDIC.
Yes. Now we're talking about over the next 2.5 years, Alex, $4 trillion of commercial real estate debt coming due. You're going to see gold prices, Bitcoin, silver hit levels that are and again, we don't give financial advice in the Trends Journal. We give you our trends analysis and trend forecast. The motto of the magazine is think for yourself. This banking crisis is going to be like we've never seen, and no one is talking about it. No one anywhere. They're not talking about the office building bust or the banks going bust. And then the other crap that they're spewing out, well, we're going to turn these offices into apartments. No, you're not. The stuff built in the last 50 years, again, the data, not my mind, the data shows that the buildings built in the last 50 years, they're just ugly steel open places. They're non-convertible. It's too expensive to do it. You're better off ripping them down and building something else. So that's what we're saying. And this is going to crash the banking system.
And by the way, I agree with you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was here sitting there listening to you. We're not fear-porning. It's good to know about what's going to happen. That's the only good thing we can do is know what's going to go down.
Yeah. Bloomberg wrote that Axis Financial, the latest target, slumped Tuesday after a short seller took aim at what it called the bank's glaring property loan problems. No kidding. Blow me away. You think this is the only bank? I'm telling you, there's $4 trillion. Oh, and by the way, it's the small, the medium, and the large size banks. Mostly small and medium size. And even according to the banks, the bandits, the Fed heads, you're looking at some 30 banks that are in trouble, and other data is showing nearly 300. This is serious. Now, let's put this together again. Look at the news every damn day in America. In I just had one over here, and another woman got shot in the city. The subways in New York are a night in Calcutta. It's one thing after another. This did not exist before the COVID war. I'm a New Yorker. This did not exist.
No, absolutely. Though they admitted this will usher in the climate lockdowns, the collapse, the Great Reset. So why would the elites initiate a collapse? What's their plan?
They're out of their mind, crazy people that just want more control when things collapse. Again, some 90% of the people were so stupid to swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of little Georgie Bush, a guy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball and a daddy's boy. A little jerk. You listen to this clown talk. We're going to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And the people swallowed that crap. The reason they're doing it, Alex, is they're control freaks. They're control freaks.
No, exactly. Because here's the deal. Normal person won't do evil things because they could do it. They have these people get off on doing abnormal things.
That's it. That's it.
It's basic criminology. Like when a psychopath starts killing, usually even a smart one, I know you know this, they're really good at it. But as they don't get caught, they start sending letters to police. They start getting more reckless because their subconscious is still human. Wants to get them busted, their consciousness is out of control. But that's what this is.
Alex, that's exactly what it is. These are evil, demonic people. Again,
we just want to go hear some great jazz like we've done together, or some reggae like we've done together. We want to have a nice Italian meal. I'll say, since you're Italian, that's what I want to eat. We just want to hang out and we want to be normal. We never get sick of a nice meal, never get sick of some good music, never get sick of a sunset, but and never get sick of order and niceness and goodness and a nice place. And like, you know, your place up there is so nice. They don't like that. They want to mess things up. It's sick.
Again, look at the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness? Who the hell are you to be happy? Get back in your house. You only can get together with 9 people. No, 10 people, I forgot. And stand 6 feet apart. All right? Happiness?
They're at war with
again,
happiness. Why do they not like happiness?
Because they're miserable people.
Well, that's why, and I'm not just saying this here's Italian, it's true. Why do Italians, on average, are like the most happy, they want happiness. Like, I don't know, I always say it's like the most unhappy, maybe North Koreans. Like, happiness is, like, Thomas Jefferson was a genius. He was like, happiness is everything. We should demand happiness. We can do anything we want.
You know, one of my books, Alex, was what Zizi gave Honey Boy. Zizi's the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. And Doris Roberts, the woman who played the mother for Everyone Loves Raymond, her last starring role was playing my aunt. It's on YouTube, but she died 15 minutes into the movie. And I have pictures here of my uncles. My aunts and uncles were a riot. My uncle Mario did a Frankenstein movie, threw my aunt Pep into the lake. It was fun all the time. We never talked about politics. It was the enjoyment of life. And that's gone. We're in the synthetic devolution. Everything is synthetic. Synthetic fibers, synthetic food, synthetic music, synthetic GDP. It's everything is synthetic. And we got brainless, synthetic, evil people running our lives.
Here's my question. Why are the Italians known for the people that want to enjoy life? Like, how do we take that positive virus of what was left of the Italians and inject it into the world?
Very simple. We need a renaissance. A la Romana all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients. They said at the end of the Black Plague, when some 60% of Europe was wiped out, that was it. You have to bring back the quality. I talked about the crappy buildings they build. Look at the junk everywhere. Look, we need a renaissance.
It's beyond pride. And it's a love of beauty.
You got it. And you got to entertain the people with joy and beauty, because facts don't matter to the masses. You bring the masses together with entertain the people. And again, I want to make this clear.
Gerald, we're out of time. We love you. Come back tomorrow. We're out of time. The show's over. Come on the war room.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new, faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.